The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao on Star 88.
It's a war zone. There are explosions. There are bombs going off. I can't even describe it.
And we're back!
What day is this?
It's Wednesday!
I think I know what people want to hear when they first wake up.
10 minutes to get caught up, guys.
All right, let's get caught up. On 20-something years of Bo and Hope. Wait, this was one of the times where she
no,
died?
No, again! She's flat-lined again! Get the paddles!
Don't do this.
Hurry up, she's dying!
Hurry up! He's in a gown.
Get in there!
Yeah, why get away, Bo!
We need more laughs on the show.
What are you talking about?
These guys are hilarious. They do so much funny stuff.
Mom!
Yeah?
Oh, I was so nervous you weren't going to pick up.
That would have been embarrassing.
Okay, I need your help.
I haven't done the work yet.
I need your help right now. We have Bo Brady on the show in 7 minutes.
Yeah?
I need some help with questions.
How many times did that guy die?
A lot.
Okay.
I quit watching because the last time he died, I...
Mom!
What happened here, Mom? What happened here, Mom?
Are you there? Get the paddles! Someone get the paddles! Hang up the phone!
This is MacDonald Carey, and these are the days of our lives.
Steve-O?
Dex.
Steve-O.
Stop it. He's gone.
If you can hear me, blink once.
They said he's gone. He can't blink if he's gone.
Steve-O!
Look, come here.
Steve-O!
No, stop. Stop.
Guys, what are you talking about?
Wake up!
I'm sad too.
I'm right here.
But we just gotta let go, okay?
Wake up!
At least he looks peaceful now. He looks peaceful.
I'm right here, guys. I can't believe this happened.
I know. Look, one of us needs to call Chrissy.
I told him not to eat it!
Well, he's a terrible listener.
I knew I should have eaten those nachos.
Steve-O!
Oh, this is one of those crazy out-of-body experiences.
You can hear me!
We gotta figure out what to do with the boys.
Move your finger!
You guys.
He's not gonna move
it.
Stop.
Guys, I'm trying to move my body. Why can't you understand me?
I told you not to eat it! This is my fault!
Guys!
This is my fault!
Call his wife.
I asked the doctor to call his wife.
Ooh, it's like swimming in the sky.
I don't know what we're going to do on the show. Do you think?
Oh, but I hate swimming.
Should we call Tam to fill in now?
I don't know. Why am I in a speedo?
I mean, you and I have to go back to work tomorrow.
I can't.
Oh, no. Lord, please, I'm sorry. Put me back in my body.
Steve-O! Get the paddle!
Wait a second. Why is he flatlining again?
Steve-O! Oh, man.
Mouth-to-mouth,
Tao! No, I'm not going to do mouth-to-mouth.
I'll do mouth-to-mouth.
No, stop. Let the doctor... There are medical professionals in this room. Don't touch him.
Steve-O? Oh!
Wait, did he just flatline and come back again?
Guys?
This is like a soap opera.
Steve-O?
I think the doctors are... Are you guys messing with us?
Could you guys not hear me?
I don't know. He looks peaceful.
Steve-O?
I'm right here!
But he still smells like he hadn't taken a shower in a couple weeks. I think he was still doing... Jax, I think he was still doing that no shower thing.
So that they know I can hear them.
Disgusting.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. This is MacDonald Carey, and these are the days of our lives.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Good morning, Starmy.
That was good.
They'll have to tune in later for the continuing saga.
Oh, I can't wait. Cliffhanger.
I was trying to swim back to my body, but it was like, swimming in the air is weird. So hard.
It is Wednesday, August 24th, 6:11 in the a.m.
High today of 81 degrees.
Oh!
Gosh.
Big I love
show.
It.
Big show. Any rain?
Doesn't look like it. According to AccuWeather, it's going to be variably cloudy, possible thunderstorms.
All right.
But that's not going to be until... Whoa, way later, like 11 a.m.
Welcome to the program. 585 Live. You can text the show. 585-5483. Shoot us a little texty text. Or you can call us up. 338-3700. Let's see. What do we got on the program today? Let's see. Teacher isn't assigning homework this year. That's one thing I will never be able to understand.
What?
Homework.
Yeah.
That is just the dumbest thing ever. They spend sometimes more than 8 hours a day in class.
And then they have more to do.
Then they have more to do when they get home. Where's the family time?
I'll tell you what, man. I sure did hate it in school.
And I'm glad my wife is smart because I don't know. I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
I can't do the homework that my kids bring home.
Yeah.
Especially the math.
You should see the homework Johnny Danger brings home from Harvard.
Is he in algebra yet?
Chemistry? Is he in algebra yet? He did that a couple months ago.
Oh, man. He's so smart.
That kid is smart.
He's so smart.
Popo.
Man.
Harold and the Purple Crayon.
Good for him.
Bow, 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 bow.
Oh, man. How was your guys' day yesterday?
A good day.
Fantastic.
I mean, we hung up pretty much all day.
We did. Did you get sleep?
You know what? I did. And I feel really, really good. I got home. What was it? What time did we leave each other yesterday?
4-ish, 30?
Yeah, I guess I got home. So 5, I went to bed and I didn't wake up. I slept from 5 until 2:30.
Dang.
So I feel good.
Dang.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to this.
Pretty good.
Oh, man. Popo.
Good for him.
He's holding a purple little star.
That's awesome.
Popo.
Man, he's
proud of him.
In college already?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty insane. He got a scholarship.
Good for him.
He did a good job.
Coming up on the show this morning, from the Vampire Diaries, Cat Graham will be on the show. Cat Graham plays Bonnie Bennett. The magic-wielding star.
What?
Yeah, she's a witch.
Man, y'all gotta quit bringing witches into my life.
She's a witch on The Vampire Diaries. They're in their eighth and final season.
It's probably best that we're ending Vampire Diaries.
You guys have not seen one episode, don't dog it.
Because
you haven't seen it. I've watched all 7.
Episodes?
No, seasons.
Oh. Whoa.
Yep, we're going to have her on the show. She recently finished playing Jada Pinkett Smith in All Eyes on Me.
Yep.
The movie about the night Tupac Shakur was fatally shot in Vegas. And she sings. She's a singer. I had no idea. She's a pretty good voice.
Is this her?
Yep. Denim jean jacket, pink chucks, and a mini skirt. Be your bad habit for me. Not bad, right, huh?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
And
15 seconds of it.
Kat's grandfather was a UN ambassador and served for 40 years in the Netherlands, Sweden, Romania, and Kenya.
Nice.
So Kat's a big supporter of the United Nations. High Commissioner, Refugees.
High Commissioner.
Mm-hmm. There's lots of stuff we can talk
High
about.
High Commissioner.
You know, what's her favorite food?
What's your favorite food?
What's
your favorite
on
color?
TV?
Does she like popo? Yeah. Papa.
Ketchup, mustard.
Relish.
Those are all terrible.
I've got a good question.
Well,
what's your favorite
Steve was here.
What's your favorite book to read?
Sure. Yeah.
Have you tried the cold shower challenge?
A melting pot of questions for Kat.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have her on the show at 7:10. Oh, it's breakfast time, guys.
Man, quit scheduling interviews during breakfast.
Yeah. Steve-o.
Both of you.
I guess I did put in for this one.
Tao's going to love this one. She's a super independent woman. She's got a tattoo on her inner left wrist with the inscription, Nosce te ipsum.
No spaghetti?
Yeah, which is Latin for know thyself.
Ooh.
She doesn't write love songs because she'd rather write songs about being an independent woman than being in love.
That's what I'm talking about.
Even if she has a broken heart.
Career first, dream second.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Love fifth.
Love it, man.
You got to put your cat in there somewhere.
Did you see this, Steve-O? This is right up your alley with the whole baseball thing. So this is a viral video that's going around. It's a Little League coach did a mound visit to tell his son he loves him.
Dude.
Did you see this?
I saw the headline in the news and then knew that I didn't want to cry.
Yeah, so get ready. The Little League World Series started this week. And something from a game on Monday between Italy and a team from Bend, Oregon, is going viral. The coach for the Oregon team walked out to the mound to talk to his pitcher, who also happens to be his son.
Curveball. Full count, yeah, curveball. Full count curveball.
He trusts it.
This is like the big leagues. That's what they do in the big leagues. There are no more fastball counts in the big leagues, and apparently not for Isaiah here either.
Here comes Dad for a conference.
Hey, I just came out to tell you how much I love you. As a dad and a player, okay? You're doing awesome out here. One more hitter, and then I'm going to Juge. This is your last hitter, okay? Understand? Come right after. Hey, cheer up. Have some fun. Come right after. Okay? Let's go.
How good is that, Tim?
As good as it gets.
Beautiful. Goosebumps.
Gizzies.
Not Gizzies. Sure the pitching coaches in the big leagues are coming out and Gizzies. Giving the same message.
Man, isn't that powerful?
Yeah.
Hey, does that happen very often in
fun.
Baseball?
Shut up and do your job. When we get home, we're going to discuss filing taxes. Man. Filled out your W-2 wrong, you idiot. All right, we'll talk about it later. Have fun.
Man, that's what a coach is all about. That's what a dad is all about right there.
I mean, he did still instruct him and tell him this is your last batter,
yeah.
So just go after and make a count. So he did kind of instruct him a little bit. But it's cool that he prefaced it the way he did.
Yeah, how many dads would have walked out there, coaches, and said, this is your last chance. You blow it, you're done. You're out.
Yeah.
Very encouraging. Got to lift our kids up.
It's pretty sweet.
So good. All right. Coming up on the show, we also have a fisherman who found a pearl worth $100 million.
It's going to happen.
Apparently, he has had it under his bed for a year.
Yeah, it's a good luck charm.
It's really neat. He had no idea.
Fascinating.
Did you see the picture of that thing?
No.
Oh, my. I can't wait to show you. A teenager called 911 to complain that her parents forced her to go on a family vacation.
Sure. Par for the course.
My kids always threaten to call 911.
I'm going to call 911 on you.
I'm calling the cops on you, Dad. Oh, yeah? You go right ahead.
I know the cops.
And it's weird. I always have my shirt off when they say it.
What?
It's just super weird.
That is weird.
I don't know. And a guy tried to impress a date, and he failed miserably.
Good.
Just miserably. Oh, what is this? What do we have on the show this morning? What is this? What? Is it back?
It's back. It's back.
It's back! America's Got Talent is back! The Olympics are over!
AGT up!
Yeah, I know. I watched last night.
What?
Whole thing.
You watched last night? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, no. I watched.
You have done a 180.
Just so that I could be prepared with my fireballs and daggers.
Sure.
That's why.
Where'd you get fireballs?
That's why.
Yeah, big show. So good. You know what else?
I super judged it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I watched it because my kids were like, EGT! Oh! And I was like, we watched and yeah. Oh, I had a notebook. I was writing.
Yeah?
Steve-O, were you like...
criticisms, because the judges apparently forgot how to critique anyone.
Did you gnash your teeth?
Oh.
I disagree with that. I saw a couple of acts, and Howie has not forgotten how to critique.
That's true. Howie is not...
Howie was for real.
Everybody else, man, it was just like...
There was one act where like, Howie went like for real on it.
You know what else is back, guys? You know what else is back? The Voice is back!
Yes!
We have a special treat, not only to AGT, but The Voice! Yeah, and guess who's on The Voice? Guess who's a judge on The Voice?
Alicia Keys!
Yes, Alicia Keys! Who else?
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
My side.
Oh, beautiful.
Well, should I start? Could be long.
What?
I can already tell we're going to have to change the name of this show to Miley's Voice.
Come on!
Oh my God, my ear is falling off of my head.
She was great.
Gosh.
I'm not a big fan, but she was great last night.
Oh, here's the thing about her. Like, I know that she's put out this persona that she is insane, And I actually had, I used to work with somebody, check this out, I worked with somebody at Forever 21 in Nashville that grew up with Miley Cyrus, because she grew up in Nashville, and they went to elementary school together, and it was totally the story of two close friends when they were kiddos, and then somebody's started pursuing a Hollywood career, and there was a massive separation of friendship, totally that story, but that girl can sing. Yeah. Can't take anything away from her talent, as weird as she is.
Was it kind of like Steve-O and Doogie Howser, that relationship when they were in high school?
Or, yeah.
What was it, junior high? Is that when you guys were best friends?
We were not.
Neil
you
Patrick
guys
Harris.
Were super best friends.
No joke. I'm not lying, Starmie.
Not best friends.
Steve-O
Starmie?
And Neil Patrick Harris were best
they
friends.
They were best friends.
And Steve-O...
friends.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to say it.
They had a falling out.
They had a falling out.
We didn't even get to know each other until after he had already started doing acting things. Because he started when he was
tell
young.
The story.
No, I'm not. Okay.
Jump in.
You have to share the story.
Just jump on.
We didn't even...
Come on.
You have 2
There's
minutes.
There's nothing to tell.
Are you kidding me? When you told me this story, I thought it was amazing.
Why tell is it everybody. Amazing?
Why is it
Neil
not?
Patrick
we
Harris.
We didn't reconnect till after
and you guys
high school.
Were best friends
we
at one point.
Best... We weren't best friends.
All right,
friends.
Tell the story, and best then people can decide little... whether they think you guys were best friends. Because I think you guys... I'm just going to hold my tongue right there. I'll tell you more after you tell
Look,
the story.
Look, we went on a couple dates. It was nothing big.
Maybe we should hit the dump button.
Yes. You didn't go on a couple dates. It's not...
Pretty
it's not what happened
and
at
don't
all.
Ever snort
oh,
on
oh,
our
you
show.
Guys can lie about me being best friends with him, but
you
I
were
say
good
something
friends.
Tell the story.
Stupid
Just
dude.
Tell the story.
Oh, now I'm in trouble.
Yeah, you know you're what? In trouble.
Hey.
You took it way too far.
You know what?
What?
7 o'clock hour, you're sharing the story.
No, there's
like
no story. There's no story.
There's a ton
you're
of story.
I worked
story.
At a GameStop.
Stop.
And
no, 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 no. Shish.
Shish kebab.
I'm writing it down. 7:30.
You're typing.
We were not best friends.
Steve. They were bestest friends. They used to hang out all the time.
They didn't hang out all the time.
And then Steve-O totally dipped out on him.
Well, let's,
I did dip out on him.
Tune in. You don't want to miss this story. And this is no joke. This is not going to be an exaggeration. He'll tell the story that he shared with us.
You never know. He could have
unless
been,
he gave you a different story.
He could be
I don't
a
know,
Christian today.
We weren't together. Tao and I weren't together when Steve-O told me the story. So I don't know if he gave you a different version. Maybe that's why you don't want to tell the story.
We're going
to
make
it's
it
be
into,
very uncomfortable for
gonna
you because
turn
maybe you embellished
a,
with Tao or me.
It's going to be a cautionary tale on why you should never just dip out on people.
Mm-hmm. It's coming up at 7:30.
Unless that person's going to murder you, then you have permission to dip out. Get out of there.
Steve and Doogie.
Steve and Doogie Howser.
Best friends. All right. What else we got going? Oh, we're going to tell you about a new... Can we tell people to watch this show on NBC?
Well, here's the thing. We're not done with the singing competitions.
Okay, fine.
You guys mentioned The Voice.
Yes.
You mentioned fine. AGT.
Yes.
What about Steve-O's Star Search?
Okay, that's made up. That's
no.
why we didn't mention that one.
What
no,
is that?
Did you guys not watch
it
last night?
It
I told
like it,
you to watch my show.
It sounds like it got made up in your head there. With
no,
the...
it's totally real. And I actually have clips from the first person I signed to my record label. So you can play your little clips from The Voice and your little clips from AGT. And then I'm going to show you the real hotness.
What's Steve-O Star Search?
It's a show I started on YouTube.
Is it a dish that you prepare?
No, it's
Star Search.
Star
it's really good, man.
Steve-O Star Search.
Is it it's an a Indian delicacy dish? In Japan.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I'm pretty well known.
Steve-O
you guys didn't
Star-Search.
Realize this, but I'm pretty famous in Asia.
Oh,
yeah. So I started a show, and I've got a name. Got a kid that I just signed.
Okay,
got a couple clips and. You guys can tell me whether or not you think I wasted my money or not.
I'm excited.
Sign him to a $2 million contract.
Oh, man.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Big show today. 585 Live. Feel free to text us. We love hearing from you guys. Going through some issues. Need some help. Need some prayer. Hey, we're friends. Family. We love you guys. Got to take a break. Tam's got headlines. We'll check the roads. Don't go anywhere.
The Morning Invasion.
Years ago, I separated from my husband. I had no one to turn to, and as an edge listener, I reached out to Dex. He wrote me a lengthy email encouraging me to hang on and to trust in God. I never gave up, and my husband and I have since reconciled.
Shut up.
I am forever thankful that Dex cared enough to respond.
See what I'm talking about?
Every
perfect. God, that's my so point.
Good. That was real.
That's my point.
That was real.
God is so good.
That was a real one from the live line.
We need more of those moments, guys.
Stop it,
James. How about this? Love the show. Was excited when Dex came over because I had a reason to listen to the radio again. Sometimes the show can be a little slow, but it always picks up again. I also love the reactions I get when I text in something you disagree with. Maybe because somebody else said that is their favorite. Absolutely their favorite is slow motion theater. Seriously, best thing about Morning Invasion? Humor. Even better, when an event takes place and you're not afraid to be real and face human pain straight on.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Tao.
What's going on in the news today?
The number of Louisianans to file for federal aid after last week's historic flooding is still climbing. At least 115,000 applications are in the pipeline for some level of relief, whether to cover homes, businesses, or both. And the damage across southern Louisiana is extensive. 60,000 homes affected. President Obama said the prayers of an entire nation are with those grieving.
We are heartbroken.
More than 2,400 people along California's Central Coast are under evacuation orders. A 58-square-mile fire in two counties is spreading. Local authorities say dozens of structures, most of them homes, have been destroyed.
McDonald's is recalling millions of fitness bands that were handed out with Happy Meals.
The rush to build self-driving vehicles being pushed on by interest in reducing crashes and congestion. Delphi CEO Kevin Clark says this project with Israeli company Mobileye is moving very quickly.
We'll have a working demonstration for the Consumer Electronics Show this January in Las Vegas.
If you want to swim with dolphins in Hawaii, better act fast. Federal regulators are proposing a ban on that.
New home sales shot up more than 12%. Low mortgage rates and a steady job market are helping boost sales.
AM.
High today of 81 degrees. The roads.
Traffic.
South of town, looks like we're close. I-25 north is closed right now due to a car fire. It's at I-25 North and Highway 317, so south of Albuquerque. But yeah, it's closed. 25 northbound. Closed.
Huh.
So you guys watch out for that. Maybe if you, for some reason, are coming up from Berlin or something, you might have a bit of a headache. Hmm. Let's look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live, you can text this show. 505-585-5483. Send us a little text. Today is August 24th, and 147 years ago, in 1869, on this day, the brilliant...
Brilliant.
Cornelius Swartout.
What?
Swartout of Troy. He was of Troy, of New Jersey. Patented the waffle iron.
Oh, praise you.
Wonderful.
Praise you.
I still
you.
Don't have a waffle iron, guys, and I've gotta always wanted one.
I have a dual-sided flippy
thing.
Gotta
get that.
You guys have an extra one maybe I could have? I don't know.
We had one.
You can always come over.
Ours broke.
Were you the one who did pizza dough in the waffle?
Yep. I'm the one who does everything.
You do everything.
Cinnamon rolls.
Cinnamon rolls.
You get the little, you know, package of cinnamon rolls.
Those scare me.
Oh, it's the worst.
Opening up the package of dough. When you're sitting there just unraveling it, and you're just waiting, and then you're like, oh!
It's like Pop Goes the Weasel.
What else? Kenny Baker. He just passed away, but it's his birthday today. He was the man inside R2-D2.
Yeah, he was.
3'8" superstar. In all the Star Wars movies. He did double duty in Return of the Jedi.
Nice. Yep.
He played
Ewok.
Paplu the Ewok. And figged it in Time Bandits.
Oh, man.
How old is...
He would have been...
R2-D2.
60.
Kenny Baker.
82.
82 years old! Good job.
Booyah.
Yep. He was born in 1934. How old is Reggie Miller? NBA, retired NBA superstar, who's not on... He's not on NBA 2K.
He's not?
No, neither is... Well, Charles Barkley's going to be in 17, but Charles Barkley's not in it either.
17. That's weird.
Yeah, Reggie Miller. Isaiah Thomas isn't in NBA 2K.
What?
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know why.
Reggie Miller's 47.
43.
51, guys.
Whoa!
He's old.
51.
And Vince McMahon, the WWE chairman. How old is he?
Oh, man. 56. No, I think he's like 60s or 70s. Right? He's still fit enough that he intervened in a Brock Lesnar backstage brawl this weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
Does Vince, is he the guy who owns everything?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
He's the guy?
He's the big time. I think he's 67.
What'd you say?
I said 50-something.
71.
71.
Wow.
Yep. There you go. Happy birthday to anybody out there right now listening to the
Happy birthday.
Coming up, 7:10 from the Vampire Diaries, Kat Graham. She plays Bonnie. She's the witch, if you watch Vampire Diaries. She's going to be on the show.
You want to know something interesting?
Yes.
In my research, she started acting when she was 6 years old. Guess what her very first audition was?
Jurassic Park.
Lizzie McGuire.
Nope. I didn't say the first role. I said her first audition because that's how deep my research goes, girl.
Jurassic Park.
Movie. Surfers.
Nope.
17 again.
No, I said first audition. She was in all of those things. She didn't get this part.
Oh, darn it, it's not in my notes.
Star Wars. I know it's not because you
have to go deeper. The Phantom Menace.
Ironically enough, now on The Vampire Diaries.
Twilight.
Her first interview with the vampire.
Yeah.
Nice. Way back. How old is she?
She interviewed for the Kristen Dunst part.
Really?
She was like
six. She would have been great.
So it's. I want to talk to her about that because oddly enough, now she's on Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting?
She loves vampires, but she's not a vampire.
She's a vampire.
Well, no, I
she's
don't know a witch. That if
no, she's
that
a vampire.
She really loves vampires. It just so happens.
I think she's a vampire.
She's been acting and singing since she was 6 years old.
How old is she now?
She's probably 2,000 years old in the Vampire
Yeah, I was
going
to say, she's a vampire, so obviously.
Do we know how old
ageless.
She is?
Ageless.
She's probably in her, I would guess, late 20s, early 30s.
Oh my gosh, probably. You don't do enough research.
How old is she?
Obviously. Her birthday is September 5th, and on this birthday, she will be
73.
27 years old.
See, I said late 20s, guys. Nailed it.
So she must have been a bit younger
She's
than
26.
Kirsten Dunst to try out the for that part, right?
Yeah, probably.
Because Kirsten Dunst is in her, what, late 30s?
Yeah.
Is she?
Yeah.
No.
I would probably around your age, Tao.
Hang on.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah, she's definitely not.
Younger than Steve-O and I, for sure.
Yeah. She's 34.
Yep.
See? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because I was a young
She's
man.
She's a year
when I
older
the
than me.
Interview with the Vampire.
She was born in Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Beautiful there.
5'7".
She was nominated for an Emmy for Fargo. Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah, wow. They say she's really good.
She was
in
great
it.
In it.
Peter, you're breaking my heart.
Whatever that means.
Good.
A devastating earthquake rocked central Italy early Wednesday, collapsing homes on top of residents as they slept. At least 38 people were killed in hard-hit towns where rescue crews raced to dig survivors out of the rubble.
Wow.
But the toll was likely to rise as crews reached homes in more remote hamlets. They say the town just isn't even there anymore. The magnitude 6 quake struck at 3:36 a.m. and was felt across a broad swath of central Italy, including Rome, where residents felt a long swaying followed by aftershocks. The earthquake shook the Lazio region and Umbria and Le Marche on the Adriatic coast. They need tons of stuff to help get people out. Pope Francis skipped his traditional catechism for his Wednesday general audience and instead invited pilgrims in St. Peter's Square to recite the rosary with him, praying for all the people affected by the earthquake.
Man. Yeah, we got to be praying for them.
Yeah.
It's awful.
You know, they're predicting, not to be fear-mongering or anything, but I was reading this article by NASA, and they're predicting a high-magnitude earthquake in the Los Angeles area sometimes within the next 2 years.
Gosh.
But it's like a 99% chance it's going to happen.
Just, gosh. It's going to happen.
Yeah. It's not some crazy end times dude, you know. But it's like a for real. Because I remember when I was a kid, like in the mid-90s, there was this guy saying
What is it? There's a fault line that runs under Memphis, Tennessee, a big fault line. And he was saying there was going to be a massive earthquake. Like, it was time, and he had done all. And he was a scientist or whatever, and he was like, it was time, it's going to happen. And we were doing earthquake drills, like, just in case, the whole area, you know.
But Albuquerque seems like the safest place to be in this country, if you think about it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we really don't have natural disasters that really happen here. I mean, there has been natural disasters here, I know, but I think this is probably a pretty safe place
to live. New Madrid. That's what it is.
Wow.
The New Madrid seismic zone runs right at, like, along the Mississippi River a little bit there. These are the crazy fault lines. Right there.
Wow. Oh, man, that is the red zone.
The red zone. And then California is just all of it. It's just going to fall off into the ocean.
It really is.
Eventually. We're going to get there. We got a clip here. A teenage James Corden interviewing Meatloaf back in old 95. Here's the clip.
He was 15 years old at the time.
Yeah, he's a
kid. I'll be bringing you all the top gossip plus an exclusive interview with Meatloaf.
What?
I'm here in London to interview Meatloaf, and I think this is where he's staying. Excuse me, is this where Meatloaf's staying?
Yes, he is, sir.
Thanks very much. See you in a minute.
Nice.
So, James, do you like marmalade by any chance? Hi, this is James right here, and I'm Meatloaf, and we're doing this English breakfast show, and it's, like, really cool.
Do you prefer performing or to doing all the promotional side of things? Is that what you really love?
Are you kidding? Yeah. Promotion tour, you want to do this, James. Yeah. This is what you want to do here. You better hold this. Just hold this for a second. Because during a promotion tour, this is exactly what you want to do.
What a weirdo.
Hit your head against the table, and the table's too short, and the chair's too tall, and I just messed up my makeup. But that's exactly what you want to do.
He gave us a rundown of everything he had just done.
So when he was 15, he was on a British show. He was the showbiz reporter for Good Morning with Ann and Nick.
Gosh, he's been doing this for a long time.
Super pro. Good for him. He was great back then.
Oh, my goodness.
Huge fan.
Mm-hmm. Now he's riding around in cars with celebrities just raking in the cash. Speaking of raking in cash, for the second year in a row, Jennifer Lawrence is the highest paid actress in the world.
Wow.
She raked in $46 million over the past 12 months. Melissa McCarthy, Steve-O's favorite actress, is second with $33 million. Coming in third, Scarlett Johansson, $25 million. Number four, our girl Jennifer Aniston, Steve-O's least favorite, 21
Stop
million.
It!
And number five, Chinese actress Fan Bingbing.
Fan Bingbing?
Yep. 17 million. She made the list for foreign movies, but you might recognize her from 2014's X-Men Days of Future Past. She played Blink.
Huh. Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
17 million? Wow.
17 million, y'all. We got another clip here. A man was held hostage in a closet. And I know what you're thinking. No, it's not R. Kelly. But he broke through the wall to escape.
Albuquerque police officers were called to the Southwest Albuquerque home this morning after neighbors say a man was frantically yelling for help.
Running up and down the street.
Officers rushed over and surrounded the home after it appeared the man had been beaten and tied up.
Whoa.
They say they then went inside the home, and that's when things took an even more bizarre turn.
You have a barricaded closet, and you have a victim that punched out the other side through some drywall. So it's pretty intense.
That's right. Police believe the man was tied up and then locked into a closet. They say he finally freed himself after he broke through the wall.
Wow.
Very concerning.
Neighbors say they don't know the man, but hope he's all right.
It could happen to them. It could happen to us.
Right now, police think this may have something to do with drugs.
Probably. Probably something to do with drugs.
Man, it's a good thing we got those detectives working 24/7.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you... Okay.
Got to get out of that closet.
You put a grown adult in a closet.
That's right.
But you don't think he can break out of the closet?
I mean...
Chicken nuggets.
There are just too many jokes for me right now.
Put him in the closet. He'll never get out.
He'll never get out of this closet.
Oh, man.
Then I need to go get food. I'll be right back.
When I come back, he'll be right where I left him.
But who put him in the closet?
A drug person.
You don't know who put him in the closet?
No.
Everybody knows who put him in the closet.
Yeah, dude. If we got to tell you, then
go back
you can't
and read the story.
Know. Okay. You got to listen with your ears.
I don't know who put him in the closet.
Nobody knows. There's a disorder called pica, and it's not the chew, where people develop a crazy addiction to eating something that you are not supposed to eat. P-I-C-A, pica.
That's like this oatmeal that I had this morning.
Yeah.
It the first two bites worked, and the rest of it was like, nope.
It's almost always dangerous.
Cardboard.
But not quite this dangerous. A 42-year-old police officer in Gurdaspur, India.
We love the Gurdaspur.
Was having stomach pains, so he went to the hospital earlier this month. The doctors did an ultrasound. They saw a huge mass in his stomach, so they figured it was cancer. And that's when the guy realized it might be a good time to tell him about a recent eating habit that he'd picked up. Eating knives.
Okay. Eating knives?
For the past 2 months, he's had an uncontrollable urge to swallow small knives. And they've just been gathering in his stomach.
Huh.
He had a 5-hour surgery where the doctors were able to remove all of the knives. Steve-O, guess how many knives this cat had in his tummy?
Oh, man. I don't know if I want to know. I'm already thoroughly creeped out. 12.
A little higher. Small knives.
17.
A little higher.
A little bit higher.
Almost there.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
20.
40 knives in his stomach.
Oh, my gosh.
40 knives.
Are you kidding me?
No, believe it or not, he's actually doing okay and is going to be discharged soon.
That's crazy.
40 knives. If you're suffering from pica, go to the doctor. That's insane.
Strange addiction, man.
Is this that show?
No, this is from Intervention, but kind of the same thing.
Ooh. Okay, we got some random facts for Wednesday. So we should jump right to it. The bottom of Ontario, Canada is parallel with Northern California. Parallel. 4 presidents tried to get nominated for a third term, but they failed. Ulysses S. Grant, Grover Cleveland, Theodore Roosevelt, and Woodrow Wilson.
No kidding.
Then FDR actually got a third and fourth term, and the 22nd Amendment was established to cap presidents at 2 terms from then on. It's illegal in Ohio to use Santa Claus in ads for alcohol.
Wow.
What?
Meanwhile, in Japan, they have kids' beer.
Yeah.
Which is non-alcoholic.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we just found that out this morning.
Kids' beer.
Because beer is the most popular alcoholic beverage in Japan.
Yep.
Cool.
No.
Hey, computer. Calm down a little bit. A guy in Virginia left a racist message instead of a tip at a restaurant a few weeks ago saying, quote, "We only tip citizens." Wow. His waitress was Latina, but she is an American citizen. And when she showed the receipt to her grandfather, he posted a photo of it on Facebook.
Good for him.
And then I read that after that, the people that left that tip stormed back into the restaurant because they saw it on Facebook.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. And just mess happening. And then there was like a slew of restaurants that totally like, you know, you can only eat here if you tip everyone and, you know, all that stuff. Crazy.
I hope he uses this as a turning point in his life.
Yes.
Me
too.
Vitally important.
We got a few minutes. Check out a preview here for Britney Spears' episode of Carpool Karaoke. It's airing tomorrow night on The Late Late Show with James Corden, who we just heard a minute ago. Let's play this clip.
Let's play the clip here. Here we go. Let's play the clip. That's not it. Is this it?
This Thursday.
Thank you for helping me get to work. This traffic is just gridlock everywhere.
You're welcome.
Britney's back, guys.
Britney Spears.
Baby, can't you see? I'm calling.
Sing! You gotta sing.
Where I want it.
There you go.
Kids close together.
Yeah, they look almost identical.
Have they seen your show? Have you say seen your Vegas show?
Yeah.
I saw my mum in her underwear once when I was like 11.
You're so dirty!
He's so funny. Man, I feel like we have a connection with that episode in Britney Spears because we had K-Fed on the show.
We
talked about their kids.
We had a car.
Okay.
Wait, we didn't talk about that. That was like one of the things we couldn't.
No, remember Steve brought up the kids.
Being a dad. Oh, wait, you did?
Yeah,
we talked about being a dad.
Wait, we couldn't talk about her.
Couldn't talk about her, but we could definitely
talk about kids. So, interesting thing in this preview, all they really show is Britney mouthing the words to Toxic.
Yeah, because she's a lip syncer.
Does she sing at all? We will see.
She doesn't know how to.
That's always been the rumor, is that her voice that we hear is like an augmented her voice, and then it's coupled with a couple of other people, and they meld them.
Can't you see?
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that.
No, I've never heard that. Oh my gosh,
I need to find the clip.
Get in the rabbit hole.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to.
Get in there.
Hey, oops. I did it again. I apologize to my friends.
Can't sing.
I didn't know they were going to do this.
Britney can't sing.
Can Britney Spears?
She's singing.
Okay. Real singing voice. Let's try this one.
How do we know this is...
Britney can sing is the name of this video.
40-second delay, Steve.
Life is a mystery. Everyone must stand alone.
Is that her real singing?
I hear you call my name, and it feels like home. Down virgin mother and child.
Hey, it's a Christmas classic. But now go find a one that says she can't sing and get into all that stuff.
Wait, but this one.
Let's get out of this
man,
one.
Man, it's almost Christmas.
Okay. Let's see. Let's try this one.
This is the real.
This is her real voice, it says.
Live in Las Vegas.
Boys, and when a girl is with one. Boys, that's and she's in control.
We don't know if it's all real.
She loved me, this Hollywood girl.
Yeah.
She
That's terrible.
That's terrible. That was pretty rough.
That was really bad.
What? Come on. Those are stupid YouTube videos by other people.
No, that's real. I remember when that came out.
By sound engineers that isolate her vocal during a live performance.
I don't believe it.
Okay, we got to take a break.
That's fake.
Maybe we can run and get some breakfast. Because when we come back at 7:10, from the Vampire Diaries, Kat Graham, she plays Bonnie. She's the witch on Vampire Diaries. She's going to be on the show to talk about the final season. And we'll get to know who the real Kat Graham is. Hang out.
The Morning Invasion.
88.3, love The Morning Invasion. Last week, didn't hear you guys for two mornings. Got to catch the podcast.
Terrible.
I said to my grandkids.
What?
I haven't heard my guys in 2 days. One
said,
who are your guys? And the other said, what? Steve-O, Teo, and Dex.
My boys.
I love every second
That's
of that.
Wonderful. We just got another email that says, Teo is my favorite. He is better than the rest.
No, I think
he will always be the best.
He is making all of that.
Where is his raise?
I am looking at the emails that
Give
is
him
not
a raise.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Oh, hey.
Dex, Steve-O, and Teo on a beautiful Wednesday morning.
It really is.
7:07.
High today of 81 degrees.
How are the roads out there, Teo?
Looking better. Still seeing I-25 north at Highway 317. It says it's closed car fire, but it looks like traffic is moving, so I don't really know what's up. Maybe if you're down in the Los Lunas area, you can tell us what's going on. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Don't forget, it's 7:30. Steve-O is going to tell us the story about how
and
Neil Patrick Harris were best friends at one point. This is no joke. Steve-O doesn't want to share the story, but we're going to make him share the story.
He's going to tell us how he met his mother.
It's not... Okay.
But no joke, Starmie. They were friends. I won't say best friends, because I'm being serious. But they were friends at one point.
Closer than a brother.
And they could have been best friends.
Yep.
Okay.
Think about it, man. All because of that one choice you made. But you're going to have to share the story. Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, an AGT. We got an AGT update and the voice update. Because the voice is back as well.
And?
Sandwiches.
Steve-O Star Search.
Steve-O Star Search.
Come on,
I don't
man.
Know what that is.
Nobody Steve-O knows. Star Search.
He made it
up. If I want to promote
Move
it.
Move over the voice and AGT.
I don't know if I want to promote
blow
it.
Blow your minds with the talent that I have. I scouted the world, and I believe I have found some good talent.
We will see.
We'll find out. We'll see. Coming up here any second now,
If you are a fan of the Vampire Diaries, I have watched all seven seasons. I'm not joking around. I'm a fan.
It's Vampire Diaries.
For some reason, I'm a 37-year-old man, and I love to watch those high school TV shows.
And you look
I don't
great.
Know what
you
it is.
Are you are weird.
It takes me back to when I was in high school. I'm choking up. I'm okay.
Are you okay?
Her real name is Kat Graham. She plays the character Bonnie Bennett, on Vampire Diaries.
Beautiful.
She's going to talk to us about the final season, season 8 of the Vampire Diaries. That's how good this show is, guys. There's 8 seasons.
Love it.
That's a long run.
Never seen it.
Do you think she reads the Old Testament in original Hebrew because she speaks Hebrew?
Mm-hmm. I got questions about Stefan. Man.
Stefan, like Steve Urkel's like alternate cool kid.
Stefan Salvatore.
That's funny because I thought of Bill Hader. Yes.
Damon
totally
Salvatore.
Totally different Stefans.
Caroline. What's Caroline up to?
Oh, sweet Caroline.
So many questions need to be answered.
Thank you.
So we got her coming up. And she's a singer, too. I looked at her Facebook page. She's got like 100 and... She has a million... likes on Facebook.
Dang, million?
Over a million likes. And I think it's really for her singing.
That's incredible.
She's a singer. Kat's grandfather was a UN ambassador, served for 40 years in the Netherlands, Sweden, Romania, and Kenya. Had no idea she was a singer.
You're a singer.
She's been doing this since she was 6. Don't ask her what she prefers because she grew up in a generation that you had to be a triple threat, so there isn't one or the other.
Is that what the interview said?
That's what I've been doing research.
Nice, dude.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. I got Kat Graham for you.
Oh, Carl. Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, man. She wants to keep it light, no cast controversies or anything like that. I know you guys will be cool.
No problem.
I don't even know what that means.
I really want to ask
I don't even know
that.
What it means either.
Good.
You mean you have a controversial life? All right.
I wish you wouldn't have asked, Carl.
I want to ask her about speaking Hebrew.
Don't.
Okay.
Be good to me.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Of course.
All right. Here she comes.
Okay. From the Vampire Diaries.
Monteo.
Woo. Kat Graham. Good morning. Welcome to Albuquerque.
Thank you. I love Albuquerque.
Nice.
Okay. So we
can I please start this because I'm the fan.
Let him do it.
I'm the fan.
All right. Go ahead.
I'm the fan.
Dex. You
Kat
have the floor.
Or
go ahead.
Bonnie.
I was just excited. Half the people we interviewed go, "Oh, I've never been to Albuquerque," but she said she loved it, so I wanted to know.
Okay, go ahead.
Her Albuquerque connection.
Go ahead.
No.
Fine.
A lot of stuff shoots in Albuquerque, so I've gone to visit friends and stuff there. I just think there's just such a big filming scene there, and people don't really know that.
There's a lot of amazing
hair and makeup people and a lot of shows. I think isn't Walking Dead or Fear of the Walking Dead. There's a lot of shows that are shooting out there, which is really cool. So.
That's awesome.
Catching up with Atlanta.
Okay.
Right. Trying to.
So that's where you're at. Is Atlanta, right? Is that, or where are you, LA? Where are you at?
In Georgia, that is where we've been shooting the Vampire Diaries here for the past 8 years.
Love it. I'm a fan. I've watched all 7 seasons.
He really is. He really has.
I'm 37 years old.
Saying that because I'm on.
No, he's not.
No,
we're all in our 30s, and he's the only 30-plus year old man that we all have kids, and he's like Vampire Diaries, and I'm like, okay.
Is it weird though, Kat, that I'm 37 and I really like the high school TV drama? I still like that. Is that weird?
It's totally normal.
Good.
Oh, she's just saying that because she's on the show.
I'm just kidding. No, you know what? The show is actually, when I see a lot of young girls who are 14, 15, being like, I love the Vampire Diaries, I'm like, it's actually a pretty violent, sexual show.
Yeah.
You know, it's really aimed at an older, at least late 20s, I think, or, mid to late 20s audience. So it's not... I mean, I get that the girls love the Ian Somerhalder and the Paul Wesleys, and I get that facet of it, but it always blows my mind when I see these young, very sweet girls who are totally into this very intensely kind of violent show.
Mm. I have a question.
But you're good.
Okay, thank you.
On that note, doing some research going back, and I saw something about your first audition, speaking of being a young girl. Is it true that your first audition was Interview with the Vampire?
It was.
Wow.
Yeah, it was. I didn't know what I was doing, but I memorized everything. And, you know, they went with, I think, Kirsten Dunst, who was, yeah, it was really, it was a really cool, so I guess I was eventually going to get into this whole vampire world. It was only a matter of time. That's cool.
Yeah, that's what was interesting to me, because did you talk about, you know, the idea of the show being more adult, if you will, because, you know, we have kids, the three of us in here, we're Christians, personally. And so we definitely understand the idea of wanting to, like, maybe shield our children from things that they definitely don't need yet. You know what I mean?
Right.
And yet you come,
you know, but as adults, you can have a little bit more fun.
Yeah.
You have to kind of differentiate, you know, what a child would be able to understand versus
right.
an adult would be able to understand, and the actions and repercussions with certain actions. I think that being a good parent, that's what that requires for sure.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, as a kid, I grew up like strict Baptist, and so I wasn't allowed to watch anything to like a fault almost, though, because then, you know, I was also super naive because I didn't have an understanding on my own of a lot of things. And so I, whereas we want to shelter them from certain things, I think it's also important to discuss openly other aspects. I have no idea how I got to this line of questioning, because I was literally just wanting to talk about
this kind of stuff.
Okay, good. Because I'm like, I just wanted to talk about Interview with the Vampire.
I have with my friends who also have kids and stuff like that. I mean, it's important because you don't want to be too strict where your kid actually winds up rebelling against
right.
you.
Right.
You want to be a cool young parent, you know, but you also don't want to, like, let them think that, you know, doing bad things aren't going to, you know, come at any consequence.
Right.
But,
I think,
yeah,
that,
I love this kind of stuff. I mean, the foster grant people listening are probably like, talk about item 8. Talk about That's why you're not there to talk about parenting. But but yes, I agree. There are a lot of listeners. I'm sure, I mean, Albuquerque feels like a very family-oriented town. And I'm sure a lot of your listeners are, you know, have parents and are parents. And I think that it's important to be able to know how to protect your kid without guarding them in a way that they resent you. You know what I mean?
No, absolutely. So getting into it, with your upbringing, you started acting, singing, 6 years old, first audition, Interview with the Vampire. I also noticed, I mean, you were born in Switzerland. You speak four languages. Talk a little bit about your upbringing, how your parents instilled these incredible things in you, because, man, you are amazing.
Yeah. Please, I'm not, but thank you. I was raised in a little bit in Switzerland, mostly in California, in L.A., by a single mom who knew I wanted to be an actor and put me in a bunch of dance classes and acting, had no money, growing up had nothing. When I actually booked Vampire Diaries, even though I had been working somewhat consistently, I was supporting myself, so I had, like, nothing. I had, like, 86 cents.
Wow.
In my bank account.
Wow.
I remember that number when I booked Vampire Diaries. So, you know, I'm somebody that I feel has kind of paid my dues over the past few years. So I feel like I'm getting to a place now where I can actually talk about things and they actually have some weight, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, my upbringing was interesting. It wasn't traditional, you know, kind of just the kid from the broken home, you know, that really loved to sing and dance and act and put all my focus and my energy into being good at that and seeing where that took me.
Mm. Dude, amen. Talking with Kat Graham from The Vampire Diaries, and the new, the eighth and final season of Vampire Diaries is kicking off October 21st.
Yeah.
I know you can't talk about anything because they tell you can't.
Spoilers!
You know, but
also, we don't know what we're doing, by the way. Like, people think that we've already shot the season. We have no idea what's happening.
Oh.
But can you tell us if Glenn or Michonne is dead?
Or any of that stuff.
Right.
Man, yeah. All right.
We're kind of in the dark. We're like hired actors. We show up, we get our scripts, and we just kind of do the best we can do with not knowing what's going to happen. You know, we're only up to episode 5 in terms of what we're shooting. So in terms of development of what's going to happen mid-season, or do you know how the season's going to end? Like, I don't have a clue. I don't know that even the writers have an idea. Now they're playing with some ideas, but I don't know if there's anything definite in stone right now. So.
Wow.
Kat, who's your favorite Salvatore? You got to pick one. You can't pick two. Pick one.
Ian Somerhalder is my boy, so I'd have to say Damon.
Okay. All right.
A great job playing.
How about in real life? Like,
I guess
Paul
Ian also.
Okay. All right.
It just kind of blur the Bonnie, Damon.
Sure, I get it.
And Kat and Ian relationship.
Weird, kind weird of... relationship.
All right, Kat, I got a question. This is Teo. I haven't said anything the whole time.
We are right.
A three-piece. Here we go. I've never seen the show.
Right.
You're gonna.
Really quick, could you pitch it to me so I can be interested in it?
Ooh.
Okay, sure. Well, it basically, the show started off as this love triangle. These two vampires fell in love with the same girl. The two vampires are brothers. I play the best friend of this character, Elena Gilbert, who was actually in a coma.
Oh.
And she sacrificed her life so that I could survive, basically. And I'm kind of like the hero witch of the town, and I basically save everyone's behinds when they get into trouble. And then I get into my own trouble myself, and you know,
who saves your behind?
Damon.
Damon saves her behind.
Damon does.
Okay.
I don't want to spoil it for you.
I don't want to. Okay, but Kat, I'm afraid of witches.
No, you're not.
I really am.
He actually is.
Sounds like it, but witches?
Yes, yeah. I'm afraid of witches.
She's a good witch.
Witches be cray.
Probably one, so you're just trying to...
Yeah, he probably is one.
I'm also afraid of snakes in the dark.
Oh, man.
I love it. That's great.
You guys sound like you have such a blast together. It's so awesome.
Yeah. We hate each other.
Stop it.
This is the only way to get through.
we are pretty stoked. We just so happen to be really, really good friends who got a gig together.
No, it's fun when we get to interview really interesting people.
You just hope that happens in life, that you just wind up working with your good friends and it comes across in your interviews, so it's cool.
Well, it's funny because earlier you said, you know, you paid your dues, and, you know, two of us here in the room out of the three have been doing radio for many, many years, and we hated our old co-hosts. I mean, hated them.
No, stop it. And then now it's finally after like 20 years.
What?
No!
What are you talking about?
You can't say that! Okay. You hated your co-hosts. Yeah. Mine were always really kind and lovely and wonderful because I'm a good human.
Yeah, but it didn't work, really.
Well, let me ask you this, Kat. Who do you think's the new guy?
The earliest that you can possibly have to wake up for anything.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't like the people you work with, you'll be snapping at them.
Anyone who's listening to work or school
is like nodding because you know that when you are in the morning, like it's in the morning and you don't feel like going to work or going to school, you might not be the most charming. So you have to be able to be around people you like.
Yep.
You're already
going
to
be crabby.
Yep.
True.
Kat, I wish we could talk.
I know you got to go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
Next time you're in Albuquerque. Next time.
Look us up, Kat, when you come to Albuquerque. All right.
You got
to
come on the Morning Invasion.
I'll bring you guys some of these new shades. They're effing awesome.
Okay.
They're way different than Foster Grant's ever done before. So I'll definitely come by and get you guys.
That would be incredible.
You are a vision.
Thank you so much, Kat. Love
Man.
You.
Awesome. Bye-bye. She hung up on us. She just hung up on me.
That was
Is that why she called in for the... They never tell us what she's calling in for.
I don't know.
They didn't tell us. Was it because of the shades? What are the shades?
She said something about Foster 8.
What is that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Go down, dude.
It's not there, man.
Yeah, it is. It's right there.
Are you serious?
Go up.
What? Where?
Go up.
Where?
Go up.
It's not there, man.
Right there.
Right here?
Yeah. No. Sorry.
No.
Sorry. I read it.
You did?
I read it.
Sunglasses.
Oh.
Foster Grant.
Yeah.
Largest sunglasses company in the... That's not true. What about Ray-Ban? Whoops. But it's one random paragraph in this giant thing about all the other stuff she's done.
Okay, so she's endorsing those. Okay, gotcha.
Whatever. We can't talk about it anyway because it's a product.
What are we talking about? All right. There you go. Kat Graham. She's beautiful. Okay. Beautiful girl.
If they want that to be the thing, then they need to put it first.
Exactly.
And it's not.
I was wondering why she was asking if, you know, whoever wasn't going to be happy because we're not asking certain questions or whatever.
Well, what? You know what? She enjoyed our interview.
She did.
Yeah. And parents, Vampire Diaries, definitely, you should watch it first to make sure you're okay.
Should you watch it first?
With your kids watching it. Because I don't recommend it to kids. I really
don't care about Vampire Diaries.
Because there definitely is a lot of like adult issues.
We've had enough CW.
So please,
for one lifetime.
Punch him.
Make sure you're watching what your kids are watching.
Or Supergirl, because those are excellent programs.
They sure are. But they have adult issues as well in those.
Yes.
But they handle them differently.
They handle them.
But you can't speak to this show. You've never seen it.
Yeah, okay. Let me ask you this. How many people have been murdered by vampires over issues? I mean, let's just say that there was a conflict. Like, the resolution in my show is to do the right thing and save the day because they're heroes.
Well, they do
how many vampires?
They do call Stefan Salvatore the Ripper at one point because because if you don't control your appetites, then he becomes the Ripper, and that means he'll basically kill everything.
Well, that's like sin if you don't keep it in check.
You know, like yes, you there's run. A lot of...
Wow, yeah. Just redemption stories there for days. Go. That old Ripper. Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start watching it now. It sounds biblical.
Is Vampire Diaries good?
I've watched...
Looking for the Vampire Diaries on the iTunes
store. No, we're not...
No.
She'll never tell you.
Jerk computer.
She'll never, ever tell you.
Ask her if you should watch it. I feel like she'd give you a good answer. I feel like, you know...
Okay, let me ask her.
Yeah. Just real quick. She's really your discernment.
Should I watch Vampire Diaries?
Okay, searching.
Oh, God.
Yeah, not working.
She is the worst.
All right, when we come back, you don't want to miss it. Steve-O
is
going to share his story. This is a real story about how he was friends with Neil Patrick Harris and how they could have been best friends.
Best friends.
When we come back. Hang on. Tiré entre deux rues, tiré entre deux baudras là.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The number of Louisianans to file for federal aid after last week's historic flooding is still climbing. At least 115,000 applications are in the pipeline for some level of relief, whether to cover homes, businesses, or both. And the damage across southern Louisiana is extensive. 60,000 homes affected. President Obama said the prayers of an entire nation are with those grieving.
We are heartbroken.
More than 2,400 people along California's Central Coast are under evacuation orders. A 58-square-mile fire in two counties is spreading. Local authorities say dozens of structures, most of them homes, have been destroyed.
McDonald's is recalling millions of fitness bands that were handed out with Happy Meals.
The rush to build self-driving vehicles being pushed on by interest in reducing crashes and congestion. Delphi CEO Kevin Clark says this project with Israeli company Mobileye is moving very quickly.
We'll have a working demonstration for the Consumer Electronics Show this January in Las Vegas.
If you want to swim with dolphins in Hawaii, better act fast. Federal regulators are proposing a ban on that.
New home sales shot up more than 12%. Low mortgage rates and a steady job market are helping boost sales.
Oh, it's like, what is that? It's YouTube. That was the Vampire Diaries soundtrack.
Oh, good.
It's like, where's that music coming from?
I'm telling you guys.
What is happening?
Vampires can't be trusted.
I know. Good morning, Starmy. It is Wednesday, 7:35.
High today of 81 degrees.
Looks like we got a bit of congestion on 25 southbound once you hop off of Paseo. Not seeing any accidents in the area. That's your look at traffic.
585 Live, feel free to shoot us a text. Love you guys out there.
I love you.
I love you.
No.
I love you.
I love you. Is it time for the story?
Gosh, I know. I'm so excited. Man, gosh. I feel like I've been waiting, you know, when the season ends and you have to wait like a whole year.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it felt this morning because we kicked off the show.
We are so excited.
With a giant tease.
Yep.
What happened with the relationship between Steve-O Jeter and Neil Patrick Harris? Because they were friends at one point. Steve-O, share the story.
This is so stupid.
Why is this stupid, though? This is
so
a great
mad.
Story.
It's not a great story. Super embarrassing story, and we weren't best friends. First of all, we went to the same high school. We weren't friends in high school. Mm. He was older than me.
Yeah, but you guys were best friends.
We had the same theater teacher. Like, that's what we shared.
Nice.
We shared a theater teacher.
Yeah, his name was Diane Keeson. But you guys weren't just like acquaintances.
Yeah.
Like, you knew him.
Exactly. Share the same story you shared with me.
He wanted to hang out.
I want to hear the story that you shared with me because that's a great story.
This is cool. It's a cool story.
It's a story of redemption.
Fast forward. What? No, it is not.
Uh-huh.
It's
we're
going to
make it into one.
Just an idiotic story. Like, I can't wait to someday run into him again and go,
Dude, I'm so sorry.
Exactly. You can't say
there's
that
no,
yet.
There's no redemption. There's no redemption.
Share the story.
There's none redemption. It's can't still just say, hanging.
Well, what are you sorry still for? Hanging you got to tell people what happened.
I'm just a really, really bad date.
Hey. Okay, hold on a second. Let me do this real quick. Hold on. You ready to share this story?
Fine.
Okay.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
I remember it clearly. The year was 1992,000.
1992?
I know, it was like 2000. I don't remember. Oh. So clearly I remember it. Why, I was a single man. I had just lost my girl. I was working at a retail joint called the old GameStop, slanging video games and whatnot. And in walked a man. A man I remember from yesteryear, the days of yore, if you will. He looked familiar, and I approached and said, "Hey, you look familiar. I know you." And he said, I'm Neil.
No, it's Neil.
And I said, Young Neil. Why, I remember yesteryear when you and I had theater.
You're ruining the story. Just share the story.
Her name was Diane Keeson. She was a theater instructor.
I can't even focus.
The
just tell
old
the story.
La Cueva Pack.
Get him. Punch
oh, my
him.
Gosh.
The Performing Arts Center.
He doesn't want to share
for
it.
High school students.
If you
hey,
don't want to share
you want
it.
Me to do this stupid story? I'm doing the story
fine,
my way.
Fine.
I'm telling the story. This is real.
All right.
Where were we?
I can't. I don't know.
GameStop. Oh, yeah. I clearly said it. You
well,
jerk.
Because you're talking that way. I can't.
Well,
focus.
Pay attention to my story.
Hey. Also, you can always assume that his stories start or end at GameStop.
Yeah, I was working at GameStop. I was the store manager over at a GameStop.
Okay.
It was in Winrock Mall when there was a Winrock Mall.
Like if there's ever a question of setting in any of his stories, just put
at one point it was called GameStop, etc.
It's a template.
Can I please have my music back and go back to my
now
story?
Now he wants to tell head. It.
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, wrong button. Sorry.
That's that right sounded here. Cool.
So there I was.
Reaching for the sky.
In the stop of games. And the buck stopped here, buddy. I saw him and I said, "Hey, man. Diane Keeson, am I right?" And he said, "Oh, I remember those days of peasantry. In theater and the high schools." Actually, it was really cool, and it was really great. And we hit it off, and we had a great conversation.
Because you guys were in theater, you guys had that in common.
And I said, "Yeah, man." He was in town for Christmas break, I believe.
Mm. So was this before Doogie or after Doogie Howser?
After Doogie. This
was
he did Doogie.
He was pretty young when
this
he was
in, yeah, that was before La Cueva.
Wasn't this the lapse
slash
between
during.
Start? Because he had a little bit there where he wasn't really doing anything.
Right. This was pre Dr. Horrible. This was pre How I Met Your Mother. This was pre all of that. But post Spider-Man, because he was Spider-Man. Remember,
he
was a voice actor of Spider-Man in a cartoon.
I forgot about that.
I thought it was cool. So we just started talking. Blah, blah, blah. He's in town. We're hanging out. Mm-hmm. Cool. Here's my number. Right on.
Wow, you exchanged numbers with Neil Patrick Harris.
It's pretty cool. It's not that cool. He's just a dude.
This is Neil Patrick Harris.
He was really cool. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. Like, we totally hit it off.
This person has hosted the Emmys, Steve-O.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but at the time he hadn't.
How I Met Your Mother?
I don't think you, at
greatest
the time,
sitcom of
I don't
all time.
Think you realized what you were doing.
Oh, sadly, I did.
What?
We exchanged numbers. I said, "I'll call you, man." But I was heartbroken. I had just lost my girl.
Oh.
So I was kind of in that mopey mindset of not really wanting to hang out with people. But I'm like, "I'll give Neil a try. He seems like a cool guy." So we hung out.
Like, what do you mean try? You'll give him a try?
I just wasn't into friends.
Okay.
Just wasn't into life. I lost my girl.
Mm-hmm.
But seriously, like, I was totally, like in a relationship that, like, just ended.
Yeah.
And it was, like, a gnarly time in my life.
You just didn't like girls anymore. You were like, I'm done with girls.
Okay. That's not
You can't say that on our station.
What I'm talking about.
I mean, you can say it, but it's going to... There's a lot of feedback
made
that's
it
coming
weird.
Your way.
You need a break.
Look, the long and short of it is this. He was really cool, and we talked.
Yeah. You guys talked. You were friends.
Bro-ing down.
Hung out.
Totally cool. He went back to L.A. We're still gay, hanging, cool.
So you'd say you're like friends with Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah. And then he says, have you tried my mom's restaurant? And I'm like, no, I haven't. His parents had a restaurant out here. And every time we talked, he was like, dude, have you tried my parents' restaurant yet? And I'm like, I couldn't say, no, I work retail. And I've limited funds. Plus... that girl thing, like,
but,
I'm just
okay. But why couldn't you have tried the restaurant?
I probably could have.
Neil Patrick Harris asked you 3 or 4 times, "Hey, have you tried my parents' restaurant?" And you haven't tried.
So finally, we're on the phone. We're just kicking it, like a couple of dudes who are just bros kicking it. And he says, "Did you try my parents' restaurant?" And I said, "Oh, you bet your sweet bottom, I did."
What? You said that?
But I just said, yeah, I did.
But you never did.
A lot of connotation.
You hadn't tried the restaurant, but you told Neil Patrick Harris that you did?
Yeah, man, because he kept asking, him. And then I felt bad because I hadn't tried it, and it was like, and so I lied. I fibbed. I totally lied.
Oh gosh. Commercial break. Oh. No! Darn it! Ah!
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. This is MacDonald Carey, and these are the days of our lives.
I didn't hear any commercials.
Class.
But we're not in commercials.
Is he saying, this is my dumb Carrick?
What does he say?
This is my
Donald
dumb Carrick.
Carrick.
Oh. I'm pretty sure he says my dumb Carrick.
I thought that's what he said too.
My dumb Carrick. Anyways, so... you lied about going to Neil Patrick Harris's parents' restaurant.
And he says, what'd you get? And I said, oh, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This was before the Googler.
You couldn't pull that joke.
Yeah. Menu.
I don't even.
Because you could have said, oh, hold on a second.
I got it last week. I got a sandwich.
Oh, no.
I got a
sandwich.
Well, which sandwich?
Lies!
A few sandwiches.
Well, I guess that's a pretty good option.
And I'm like, I don't remember what it's called. And he goes, did you get the something something tuna sandwich? And I was like, yep.
You're a liar.
That's the one. That's the one I got.
Oh, my God.
I loved it.
He lied to Dookie.
So awful.
Yeah. Awkward.
Lies!
Getting worse. I'm like... digging this hole, and at this point I can't go, dude, I'm so sorry, I haven't had time to go visit your parent shop, but you're just such a rad dude, I don't want to let you down again for the 7th time. So he goes, well, how was it? And I said, it was good. And he was like, well, what about the, like, bomb, the secret ingredient, you know what I mean, like secret the special thing that, with that particular sandwich,
right.
And I'm like,
yeah.
Gosh, man, I think at this point he knew. He was like, hey, what is happening? So he says,
so
are you sure you went to my parents' shop? And I said, yeah, man. Yeah, the one, it's like the two-story building across the street from Cliffs,
oh,
right?
Gosh, Steve-o.
Lies!
And he says, no, dude, that's... That's like, there's nothing in there. That's been abandoned for years.
No way.
It's the one-story thing next door to that. There's nothing in there. Did you?
Oh.
Did you go to a restaurant?
Did you come clean or not?
And I was like, man.
Hold on a second. Commercial break. Darn it, hold on. No. Eat commercials.
Like sands through the hourglass. So are the days of our lives. This is MacDonald Carey, and these are the days of our lives.
He says this is my dumb Carey.
Do you have diabetes? Yes, you do. Good luck.
that was the commercial break. Wow.
Well, it's non-com. You can't really.
Yeah, that's true.
You just have to state facts.
Well, the fact of the matter is, I just had to go, man, I'm so sorry.
You came clean.
I haven't had, yeah. I just.
After a 10-minute
lie. And it was one of those, like, awkward, why did you just lie about going to my parents' restaurant?
Did he say that? He goes, "What? Hey, man, why did you lie?
No, it was just kind of one of those, like, huh, okay, well, all right. Well, I mean, I'd still think you should check it out. Obviously, it's my parents' restaurant.
He got real short with you after that.
And I was like, okay, man, well, this is good to talk to you.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, man, yeah. All right, see you. I'll talk to you later. All right, yeah, all right, man.
And you never talked to him again.
And I never talked to him again.
You never talked to Neil Patrick Harris again.
No.
That is the saddest story ever.
Yeah.
This could have been.
Shut up. No, it couldn't have been.
No, it could have. No, you guys were off to a great start.
Okay.
Okay, Neil Patrick Harris calls you over and over and then always asks, have you been to my parents' restaurant?
I know.
You had the opportunity.
You know, here's the irony. I then went to his parents' restaurant and had the tuna sandwich that he was talking about. And it was freaking amazing because they put apples in it.
Oh,
and it was like,
gosh.
That was the secret thing. That was the special thing. And it was...
Wait, hold on. Hold on.
Seriously.
Gosh, there are so many commercials.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
Have you ever been on a journey? Perhaps wondering what you'll do with your life? Well, the days and the weeks, they come and go. And all you really learn is that death approaches. Like the shadow that comes with the sunset. Such is your life.
Do you have diabetes? Yes, you do. And you're gonna die from it.
This brought to you by the Council for Diabetes Death.
So Neil Patrick Harris and Steve-O could have been best friends.
Stop it right now.
Your life could be completely
different.
You're
so stupid.
This is why we're not supposed to lie. If you're listening
seriously.
I think you should have thought about it. Let's go back in time and change this.
Okay, let's go back in time and change this. You know what the funny thing is?
Yes.
I did run into him one more time after that.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. I was still working at GameStop.
At the Tony Awards.
It was after I had met Chrissy and saw him. He was with his mom. And I, like,
was
ran
that
up
uncomfortable?
And it was like, Neil! And he was like, oh, hey, man.
Oh.
Yeah.
You were like, Neil, what's up, buddy? And he's like, oh, hey.
And I was just like, what are you doing in town? How long are you here? We should hang out. Ah. And he was just like, all right, well, it's a really short trip.
No second chances with Neil Patrick Harris.
Did you say
and I would be like, I know! I lied!
Why didn't you apologize?
I'm a liar!
He was giving you an opening.
Know.
He was like,
lies!
Well, I don't know.
So someday.
No, man, it's too late.
No, someday. There's going to be like... It's going to be one of those TV shows where after all these years and then we reconnect. And
how cool would that be if for
just the two best
we get a chance to have Neil Patrick Harris on the phone?
The two best
if we had Neil Patrick Harris on the phone, would you discuss it? I mean,
oh, gosh.
Or would you try to play it off that you're not the Steve-O? What would you do?
Well, we just literally shared an entire story about lying. So I feel like if we ever, ever really did have Neil on, of course I would be honest. And of course I would just apologize for being a dumb.
Gosh, man.
I was a kid in my mid-20s.
It's very sad. It really is. It's very sad to see that your life could be completely different.
Why? What?
You wouldn't be doing this radio show with Taylor and I.
What are you talking about? We weren't going to, like, run away together.
Phone line's open.
He's just a dude.
338-37.
We're just friends.
Good morning.
Gosh.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
This is Neil.
Is this Neil Patrick Harris?
This is Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil Patrick Harris on the phone. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, first I just want to admit that I listened to your morning show.
Oh.
And I hate it. But I wanted to give Steven an opportunity for redemption.
Okay. Steve-O's right here, Neil. Go ahead, Steve-O.
Steven?
Yeah. Hey, man. Hey, Neil.
I wish you weren't a liar.
Okay. Oh, well,
you did lie.
I didn't lie. I'm really sorry about that, man.
Lies!
There's anything I can... Remember that one time we were talking about hitting up Disneyland together and you got to like try out the California Adventure before it opened?
Do you realize that I could buy you now?
Okay.
Own all of your life.
Wait. This doesn't sound like Neil. Neil would never say anything like that because he's actually a really nice dude.
Yeah, Neil, and I own you. I actually purchased the deed to your land.
Is there a weird echo? This isn't. I don't know. Wait, it's like. See, it's like. Wait, what is. Who's this? What is Teo doing?
What?
Where's.
Teo?
Teo?
I'm right here.
Oh. What are you doing over there?
I'm listening to Neil talk.
Oh, that's weird.
You need to be respectful.
Yeah.
Neil, are you still there? Neil?
I'm right here. I'm listening. That other guy sounds like he looks just like Brad Pitt.
Lies!
Well, I think we need to go now. Okay. All right.
Just totally heard an echo. That's weird.
Yeah, someone just texted on the live line. I can hear the echo coming from Teo.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
What does that, what does that mean?
Somebody else said, hey, my mom worked at that restaurant.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let me see.
Wow, that's very, very weird. Yeah.
Steve-O, the live line says you ruined a great relationship.
Great. It could have been great. Yeah. I mean, you could be this huge actor right
you,
now.
No, you should never offend the NPH, bro.
A lie. Yeah. See, kids, if you're listening, a lie. Look at what happened.
It ruined Steve-O's life. And
ruined
now,
his life.
Now no, NPH not, has purchased not, the deed okay. to Steve-O's land and all of the things in his life. He That's owns
also
him.
Not, also
and he
true.
Will sell him to the highest bidder.
Wait, what? That's also not true.
It's legal now.
It's very sad.
In Trump's America, you can do that.
Okay, well, he was really nice.
How long did it take to get over what you did?
Okay.
I mean, was it depression? Was it counseling? Because
wow.
I would have
what
fallen
did you do?
Into a deep abyss.
Why? It was just
it would
a,
have
like,
been so dark.
Yeah.
I will Real say dark. This. Dark it does times. Stink because of the simple fact that I still feel like a goober over it. You know what I mean? Like all these years later, I'm like, man... Why did I care
why,
back
why
then?
Did I have to
Which
lie?
Is also why God, I think, used that because now we do interview a lot of celebrities and we do get to hang out with, you know, bands, whatever. And it did change. Like after that, it was like, no matter what, you do you, boo. That became my life motto. I'm just going to be myself.
You sure that's
not
going
to have to. Yeah, no, that was it. That's what
you,
God said.
You get
like, pretty,
you, boo?
Pretty. Pretty solidly, man. That
hey,
was
you,
it.
Boo.
That's
I got a tattoo of it right
thing.
Here on my hip.
Oh, my yeah. gosh, he does.
You
it's
do
in
you.
Old English.
Whoa. You do you, boo.
I like that
and,
butterfly on your
hashtag,
lower back.
Hashtag MPH. And so it truly did kind of flip the script in my brain wow. and remind me that everyone is a human being. And when you're not authentic in any situation, I was nervous, obviously. You know, I was like, man, I'm trying to be cool with my friend. Why? For
yeah,
what gain?
True.
Yeah. For what purpose?
People are telling me I need to get away from my microphone. Am I not coming through clearly or something?
Oh, man. Oh, man. Way to just show up there, Beck.
If you missed the story, Steve-O just shared this amazing story about
Greatest
him
Greatest story
and
I'll ever
Harris.
Share in my life. We're cutting it from the podcast, so
no,
if you just tuned in and
no.
missed the whole story.
I'm going to send it to Neil Patrick Harris,
no,
just that little part,
not.
Because we're going to get him on the show. We're gonna have a story of redemption. Is Steve-O's last name Lochte? Well,
oh, my
I don't
gosh.
Know. I don't know. I can't
Steve-O
confirm
Lochte.
That or not. But it definitely is a lot like
Maybe O-I. That's why I can't give that guy a hard time.
Yeah. One of my favorite movies is What Woman Want.
That sure is.
Yeah, it is. Uh-oh. I think it looks like we're coming up on a commercial break again.
Oh gosh.
Man. Stop! Just leaving me hanging all the time. I hang out like throw back.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
The smooth sounds of the Far East invade your home and take you to a state of relaxation. Behold the newest compilation from Sleepy Sounds Records. Zen Spirit 2. Listen as the water envelops
this is making me have to
your
pee
body.
So I just can't, okay, good.
You are taken to a dream state likened only to that of a peyote binge 2 weeks long
what? You can't
in
say
the northwestern
that.
New Mexican
oh
desert.
My God. You can't
What's
say
that dragon doing over there? Oh,
TV.
He's relaxing as well.
Oh, man.
To the right, you see your aunt.
doubling up on her prescriptions for diabetes. You must stop her.
Diabetes commercials.
Fresh from Sleepy Sound Records, Zen Spirit 2.
We gotta take a break. When we come back, AGT is back.
Oh man.
Also, The Voice kicked off. New
and
season of The Voice.
Steve-O's Star Search. I'm gonna blow your minds with the talent I found. Steve-O's Star Search.
Okay.
Steve-O's searching for stars so I don't get sued.
We'll be right back.
In the morning and start to see
moonlight. Cocktails are the thing.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Look how calm it is outside. It's just calm outside.
Let me take a look.
There's no wind.
Well, except for the sprinklers that have been on for 2 days straight.
Yeah,
I think we're doing okay.
We really need to get a hold of the janitorial staff because the sprinklers have been on for a few days now.
Woo!
It's wasting water. 8:04, good morning.
Hi today. What do you say? 81?
Something?
I don't know. 82? 3?
It's going to be beautiful, though.
Beautiful.
Traffic. Let me refresh this map. Looks like we got a couple of things going on. 25 southbound off of Paseo, starting to get stacked up. Also, 40 eastbound once you connect via Unser. And then it looks like 25 northbound around Avenida Cesar Chavez, starting to get a little stacked. We're not seeing any accidents in the area, but lots of road construction. You guys be careful. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic.
585 Live, you can text the show. Contribute. Be a contributor.
Contributor.
You have something to say about something we said? Well, text us. Or call in 338-3700.
I'm ashamed.
What? No.
Why?
No, you should not be ashamed. Listen, hey, we all lie.
Whoa.
We all do it.
Whoa.
We're all sinners. We're all just evil.
No.
Yes, we're rotten to the core.
Mm-hmm. I believe that people are inherently good. I'm just kidding.
it's okay, man. I mean, yeah, it's like winning the. It's like
winning.
It's like you won the lottery and then you lost the ticket. That's what this is like.
I don't understand that.
What do you mean you don't understand?
Because
that?
Because I could have had one more friend.
Okay, he's not just. A friend.
No, but that's your friend. That's you're
His
looking
name
at
is Neil Patrick Harris.
Yeah, he's a really great dude.
But this is why you're suffering from depression. Even today, I can see the depression.
Like 14 years later.
Because it was Neil Patrick Harris. If it was just some Joe Schmo, hey, you wouldn't be feeling
just
like this.
Some Joe Schmo.
But it's like you won the lottery and lost
the ticket.
I treat
everyone the same in the kingdom of heaven.
That is a lie. You're lying now.
We're not in the kingdom of heaven.
But... in order to attain enlightenment.
Did you say order again?
No,
order?
What? In order.
Nuh-uh.
Yaha, stupid Valley girl, I'm sorry!
If you missed the story
that
Steve-O shared about him and Neil Patrick Harris, you have to hit the podcast. We just did it. And
here, let me recap.
Stop it right now.
The story
to end all
stories.
It's really not that great.
It is a great story.
Phenomenal.
No, it's not. It's actually one of my more embarrassing moments in life.
Hey, the story's not over, Steve-O.
It's one of my more embarrassing
moments. The story
moments
is not over. That's what's great about this. Your story isn't over with Neil.
Someday we're going to get our kids and
wives
together at Disneyland.
You never know. A story of redemption.
Oh,
I can see
you?
It happening.
No, me and Neil.
I can see it happening, man.
That won't happen. Oh.
Your story's not over. You remember that. I want you to write that down.
We did talk about going to Disneyland together.
Where's the pen? Write it down. Your story's not over.
That's real life.
Will you write that down?
My story's not over?
You could say that. My story is not over. Just write that down.
My story's not over.
I want you to remember that. I want you to look at that all day. I want you to tear that note out. I want you to put it in your pocket. I want you to tear it out. And I want you to look at it. My story is not over.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I know it's not because move over, Neil Patrick Harris. I have something on the horizon.
Uh-oh.
So you guys go ahead and do your little like minor, like trivial little show thing. Okay. And then I got the real hotness.
What is this? Oh, what is this? Oh my gosh, is it back? The Olympics are over. AGT is back! Everybody, AGT is back. Yeah, beautiful, so beautiful. Where do we start? You guys remember Grace Vanderwall?
Oh, yes. Dude.
Truthfully.
You can't start there. That's by far the best of the night. Yeah, I watched last night. I watched your dumb show. I watched everybody else pale in comparison to that little pale 12-year-old.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mm. It's really hard to pale in comparison when you're up against a really, really, really pale 12-year-old.
This 12-year-old
girl. She really is pale.
Okay.
She got the golden buzzer from Howie. That's right. Man, you know. Howie. Did you go back and watch all these?
No, I did not.
Okay. Well,
I watched live last night.
This was her. This was her first time on America's Got Talent this season. She's 12 years old, and she writes all of her songs. Oh.
Great song, Jax.
Well, she got the golden buzzer.
Yeah, she did.
From Howie.
Why are you starting with her?
Because they're all great, okay?
No, they're not.
Just because she's your favorite. Hey, just because she's your favorite doesn't mean that she's the best.
Because if you happen to think that the Edgars had a good performance last night.
Oh, I'm not talking about the Edgars.
Okay.
No. But here is Grace, the 12-year-old. She went on. She did this beautiful song, an original song
that
called
she wrote,
Beautiful Thing.
Yeah.
12 years old. She's 12.
She's 12, guys.
1, 2.
You think that you know my heart.
Apology.
And you probably do. So I'm always with you.
Oh my gosh.
I could stay with you for hours in an empty room. Never get bored. Never have nothing to do. You're my other half, you makes me me.
She sounds like
makes
she's 30.
Shut up, Dex!
Back up on my feet. You're a beautiful thing.
I want her burst with her.
Oh my gosh, hey, Dex, can you do me a favor? Can you turn your mic off real quick?
Even when the weather is blue.
You can't tell me that.
Yeah.
You're a beautiful thing.
You're ruining this.
We're a beautiful thing together. Even when the weather is low.
Pretty incredible.
We can find it.
Did I tell you she wrote this song?
Will you stop it?
It's about her sister.
Oh my gosh.
Really? It's about her sister?
About her sister.
Because we're holding it right in our heads. You're my other half. What makes me me? What makes me smile? When I fall down, I need to get back up on my feet. You're a beautiful thing. We're a beautiful thing.
Wrap it up, kid.
Oh my gosh.
No,
stop
it's
it.
All gonna be right.
Gosh, beautiful.
That's beautiful.
Oh man. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Man, is
here's
that for
the deal.
Real?
She's okay, so talented. Here's the deal.
Incredible.
We are saturated,
saturated with
the voice. America's Got Talent, Steve-O Star Search, all these incredible shows where they keep finding talent. But the talent comes down to this. Glorified, awesome, super dope karaoke. That's all it is, are these people who can nail other people's songs. And it's like, oh, it was really good. Radiohead guy was last night. Radiohead, what was the other one? Queen, he did? Mm-hmm. He was on last. Do you have that clip of that guy?
Phil Collins.
Hated Phil Collins.
I know. I got it.
I was less.
That was my pick.
Okay, all that to say.
That's my pick.
Ugh, all that to say, this 12-year-old, not only is she unique in her voice, like she's not trying to rip anybody else off, but she wrote that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She wrote that herself. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's like, she should have like 10 times the amount of credit because it's not just karaoke right now. She's like performing it herself and she's writing it herself.
That's true. And it's unbelievable.
Speaking of covers.
But here's the thing. That 12-year-old girl, could she really do a Vegas show?
No.
She can't. That's a weird...
Is that what the winning thing is?
You get $1 million in your own Vegas show.
No, she's
too young. Nobody's.
No, she's going to get a record deal.
Oh, yeah.
Simon,
yeah.
Simon.
That's what Howie was saying, was that all of his famous friends were already going, hey, man, how do we infiltrate this? Yep. She's the real deal. How can, we'd like to sign her type things. I've never seen Simon Cowell, who, I don't watch AGT, but of course I watched last night because I knew you were going to make me do this segment.
Okay, yeah, all right.
He said she was perfection. Mm-hmm. Like, her little insecurities and imperfections, because she did kind of miss a beat there a couple times with her little ukulele, and her voice cracked, but those little imperfections are what made her perfect, because she's genuine, and it's just...
It's incredible. She's so talented, and it's just, I don't know. I was blown away. I was like, she truly... Because I think Howie called her one in a million, and that's true.
Yeah.
So true.
Hey there, one in a million.
Thanks, man.
All right, our next act from AGT last night. Edgar is the name of the act. They're a powerhouse family trio. Now, if you remember when they first came on, this is the woman who shared her story. She used to have a record deal back when she was a teenager, but she got pregnant.
On the same label as the Echoing Green.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Christian remembers
it's a Christian label, and so she got pregnant, and then she lost her record deal after
after
they discovered she was pregnant.
They gave her a boot.
Well, because she wasn't married.
She got married to this awesome guy. I mean, he's got an incredible voice.
He said, you're having a baby? We can't help you take care of that. We're a Christian label.
Which, by the way, you've seen the daughter and the mom really kind of shine. And I will say this, because I wasn't a super fan of this performance. I thought the husband was the best part of this song.
Mm-hmm. Here they are, Edgar on AGT.
When you're down and trouble, and you need some love and care, and nothing is going right. Yeah. Just close your eyes and think of me.
Yeah, it looks like it.
And soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night.
Night.
You just call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to see you again.
All right, I think we've heard enough.
Now we have it.
I'm glad it went out.
I think we get it.
Winter, spring, summer, or fall.
Oh, wow.
It's actually pretty good. You don't like that performance?
No, it's good.
All right.
It was good. But again, it's really good. It's sweet James Taylor karaoke.
They did a
good job. And the husband nailed it. Like his vocals, because she even started like... she was missing some notes there.
Mm-hmm.
But he nailed it, man. He shined on that one.
Another performance, not one of my favorites, but a group called...
Lincoln Park.
Lincoln Bridge.
Lincoln Park.
Lincoln Bridge.
Lincoln Bridge. Yeah.
This was Lincoln Bridge when they first had their first audition on AGT. They surprised everybody because they came out like they were going to be gangster rappers. And then when they started singing, it was a quartet. That was their first performance. They did great. They moved on. They're in the final rounds. Here they are.
Maybe I didn't treat you, no.
okay. You know, they deserve to be there.
Sure.
They're good.
Sure.
If you're into the quartet band, then you're like them. Lincoln Bridge. Not bad.
Why did you start with Lil
Grace?
Because
this is my pick. Ugh. This is my segment, by the way. You can't take it.
Tell him, Dex.
I don't need to take it because I've got my own segment coming
this
up.
This was my favorite performance from last night's AGT because he did a cover from one of my favorite artists of all time.
What? You thought this was better than Grace? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I did, okay.
No.
I did.
This wasn't even as good as the original.
Whatevs, bro.
Oh.
All right. Brian Justin Crum. This guy is so talented. Remember, he did the cover of Queen's Somebody to Love? Just nailed it. Did it better.
You got to give it up for that talent right there.
So this is my pick. This is my favorite performance from AGT last night. Brian Justin Crum covering In the Air Tonight from Phil Collins.
I can feel it coming in the air tonight. I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Well, I remember, don't worry. How could I ever forget? The hurt doesn't show, but the pain still grows. It's no stranger to you and me.
Oh my gosh. Can I show you something? Can I please show you something?
Well, I've been waiting for-
what?
I'm just... Listen.
Uh-uh.
What?
Let me see.
Oh.
Let me see. You guys, go ahead and talk about how that was the
okay.
I, you know, I, honestly, he's incredible. I think his version of Creep by Radiohead was better.
Way
really?
Better.
It's my favorite thing that he's done.
That was a really good performance, but just this was my favorite last night.
This was good.
That's because you didn't see this, okay?
Oh, let's see. This Let me guy?
See. We don't.
Okay.
Ryan.
10 years ago, there was a show because they've been doing these shows for way too long. It was called Rockstar Supernova.
I remember this show.
And it was like people trying to be the next... Okay, so they did Rockstar NXS, and it was to find the new lead singer of NXS.
I watched that.
The second season was like Dave Navarro, Jason Newsted, and Tommy Lee, and they were trying to find the lead singer of their Supernova band.
Right, I remember that.
Supernova.
And there was a dude out of Brooklyn, I believe, named Ryan Starr, and this was what he did 10 years ago.
Coming in the air tonight.
He has a love there.
Oh, Lord. I've been waiting for this moment for all my life. Oh, Lord.
Too much echo.
I'm just saying, it's not the first time I've seen this done.
If you told me you were drowning,
that's a rock star.
Well, the show's called Rockstar Supernova. He's trying to beat Tommy Lee's new lead singer.
What are you trying to prove, Steve?
Will you turn that back on right now?
What are you trying to prove?
I'm trying to say your guy wasn't even original.
Why are you saying the other guy wasn't original?
Yeah.
Because, no, what I'm saying is...
Because he's not either.
No, I know he's not. What I'm saying is, it's not even the first time it's been done on, like, a karaoke superstar show.
Mm.
Like, ooh, but I got strings, and I'm gonna... Once it gets to this crazy moment, it's been done.
He did change up the arrangement.
Back to Brian Justin
but
Crum.
The Creep one was the best one.
Yeah.
Brian Justin Crum on AGT, covering Phil Collins in the Air Tonight.
What?
Wait a second. We're rewinding that.
Ugh.
Better singer than that.
Yeah, he's good.
But see,
So I didn't realize that the goal of America's Got Talent was to get a Vegas show.
Yeah, that's weird to me.
So Vegas neither show. Of these people should win.
No, the Edgars shouldn't win.
Well, you know, Britney Spears has a show. Celine
Dion
has a show.
The Edgars, if they won, I could see them. I could see that because, like, they can cover all things as a band. So it could be more of a show since it's a family thing.
Yeah. But here's the thing. Okay, you're in Vegas, and your options are Celine Dion's show.
Brilliant.
Britney Spears' show.
Neato.
The Edgars, as seen on America's Got...
You know what?
What?
But let's remember our clientele. Let's remember what everybody's doing the whole time. Yeah. They're all drunk, and they're like, hey, let's go see a magician.
Yeah.
You know? So, I mean, because some of the most popular things in Vegas are the ventriloquist acts, the guy that won the first one of these or whatever, he's still one of the biggest things.
Yeah, that's true.
And then magicians.
Are you going to show the jugglers?
Caliber show
are you
going to
show
knights?
The jugglers? The jugglers who juggled the judges?
No, we don't play those. Those are
that's weird.
That's TV.
Because that was actually a good Vegas act.
Oh, I know. There were some great performances last night. Yeah. The magicians, the little kids that did the magic tricks, they were great again. Oh, man.
I saw the kid that's allergic to everything. Is that who you're talking about?
I don't know.
The magician that's allergic to everything, but he did the blue jay trick.
Oh, not him.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah, that was a pretty good one.
They had the same reaction that I did, because it was just like, how on earth did he do any of that?
Witchcraft.
Like, the whole trick was just, whoa.
There's no other explanation.
Yeah, it was another confirmation of witches in this world.
He's a warlock.
He's not a
wizard.
Yes, he is.
He's
not, that's why he's allergic to everything.
Simon Cowell even said it. You're a wizard. He goes, a bloody wizard, is what he said. Am I allowed to say that on the air? So there you go. That was AGT last night. Pretty good performance. That's right.
The live line said, my argument is weak sauce. Is there any originality on these shows? No, that's what I'm trying to say. There's no originality.
Guys, here is the...
It's all been
this
done.
This is reality, okay? Your favorite artists that you hear all the time on the radio don't write their own music.
It's true.
It's just true, okay?
Actually, that's not true if you're a fan of 21 Pilots.
Okay.
Yeah, but they also co-write.
Yeah.
It's just the biggest hits off this record he wrote. But they also co-write.
Yeah.
That's true for everybody.
Yeah. Yep. You just have to have some talent. You have to have a good voice. And you can get somebody to write a great hit song for you, then you'll make millions.
Somebody else who shall remain nameless, it rhymes with Becca Stupidhead, said...
What a cool name.
...on the live line. So okay, Steve-O, there's no way the comedian girl wrote her own material, but you easily believe this 12-year-old writes her own music?
Touché.
Actually, I do. I really do. On her little ukulele that she plays, it's very simple. It's like basic chords, and if you check out the melodies of the two that she wrote, they're actually pretty similar. They do the same thing.
That's true.
So it's not like the most incredible writing on the planet. So, yeah, I actually do believe that.
Okay.
How come you didn't play the really old comedian lady?
Okay.
Yeah. Because you can't, because she was vulgar and it was awful.
I know, you can't
play
her.
And I was just like, what is happening?
Yeah, she's the transgender. Did
Wait,
you know
what?
That?
No.
You didn't know that?
No, I know. I guess I
the old lady?
Attention.
That was half of the bit.
Yeah. It used to be a man.
Weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
That's why.
Was she Lewis Black?
That's why she went into the whole, like, spoon thing. That was half the joke.
Oh, Got it.
Was that she had been there doing
it. I thought she was Lewis Black.
No. Mm.
Okay.
What was... Yeah, they said...
So she was Mrs. Doubtfire. That's cool. I had no idea.
Bo. Gosh. Well, we spent so much time on AGT, The Voice. I don't know. Should we just roll through that one real quick?
We're done with the show.
Well, The Voice hasn't even started yet.
Well, what was that last night then?
That was literally man, we're really excited for The Voice to start. Here's all the judges performing together. Can't wait till like September 19th
or something.
Yeah, but what
about Darby Walker and this other girl, Wee McDonald?
Oh, Wee.
So they did two performances last night? You didn't watch?
Maybe they did start it. I don't know.
Well, no, they did start it because they had all, it was like an hour show.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So they introduced Miley Cyrus, Alicia Keys as the two new judges, which is pretty cool. And Darby Walker, who The Voice, if you've never seen The Voice, this is a really cool show.
See, it doesn't premiere until season premiere September 19th.
That was
a warm-up show.
That was a preview of what's to come. So the two-night premiere isn't until September.
I was wondering why there was only two acts.
Yeah, that's why. They were trying to give you like the, check it out, guys.
Okay.
Got Alicia Keys.
Good.
And this is the talent that we got.
Then I'm going to hold off. I'm going to hold off on these blind auditions because there was two really good ones last night.
Do we have to go to break? I've got something.
Yep, we gotta go to
all break. Right. Sorry, man.
It's all right.
Sorry, bro.
We took
dog.
So much time on yours.
What, oh, really?
I'm pretty sure I have found into yours. The true America's Next Talent. Really? I have found a superstar. I've already signed him. Gonna be huge. Already got him 2 gigs.
I don't know what's happening.
It's gonna be great. I found him at karaoke.
Okay.
So thankfully, I recorded his karaoke performance and his first national anthem performance.
All right.
So, really excited to share it,
what's
guys.
What's the show called?
It's Steve-O's Searching the Stars for Talent in odd places on the internet. It's a long title. It's a working title.
Okay. Steve-O's Search Stroman.
Yes. Trying. Stand by for awesome. Okay.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The number of Louisianans to file for federal aid after last week's historic flooding is still climbing. At least 115,000 applications are in the pipeline for some level of relief, whether to cover homes, businesses, or both. And the damage across southern Louisiana is extensive. 60,000 homes affected. President Obama said the prayers of an entire nation are with those grieving.
We are heartbroken.
More than 2,400 people along California's Central Coast are under evacuation orders. A 58-square-mile fire in 2 counties is spreading. Local authorities say dozens of structures, most of them homes, have been destroyed.
McDonald's is recalling millions of fitness bands that were handed out with Happy Meals.
The rush to build self-driving vehicles being pushed on by interest in reducing crashes and congestion. Delphi CEO Kevin Clark says this project with Israeli company Mobileye is moving very quickly.
We'll have a working demonstration for the Consumer Electronics Show this January in Las Vegas.
If you want to swim with dolphins in Hawaii, better act fast. Federal regulators are proposing a ban on that.
New home sales shot up more than 12%. Low mortgage rates and a steady job market are helping boost sales.
We're looking at 20 minutes till 9 o'clock.
Wow.
Good morning. Oh, wait, sorry, you didn't do the weather.
You didn't tell him the time.
8:40.
Because you said like 20 minutes till 9, and I'm like, but does that count as like doing the time?
8:40.
High today of 81 degrees.
We do have an accident at Gibson Boulevard in San Mateo at Truman. You guys watch out for that. Also, a lot of congestion on 25 southbound around the Paseo Interchange. That's your look at traffic.
585 live. Text the show. Feel free. Love hearing from you guys out there.
Yeah.
You're the Starmy. We're Dex, Steve-O, Teo.
Hey. I'm excited about this, guys. Been working on this secret project for a very long time.
You got an intro and everything?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty cool.
All right. What is this?
This is the intro to my show.
This is your intro?
Uh-huh.
This sounds a lot like AGT.
Nah, intro. Man, it's mine. It's called Steve-O Searching the Stars in South Central while sipping his juice in the hood.
That's the name of your show?
Yeah, man. It's going to catch on. Okay. Steve-O's Searching for Stars in South Central while sipping his juice in the hood. Yes.
So you came up with the new show idea.
I did.
Much like The Voice in AGT.
You know, not to be outshined by your national shows, I thought the interwebs are, sometimes it can be a hot mess. But sometimes there are talents to be discovered. So I make it my job to go on the YouTubes to try and one up your famous people on AGT with people that nobody's ever heard of. So
no, yes, no.
Yeah. So I found a kid that I think has talent, and I wanted to showcase his talent. I found a YouTube video of him.
Are you paying these people? Or is there not yet. A record label?
I mean, not yet. We haven't like officially signed contracts or anything.
You haven't really launched yet.
No, you know.
I feel like
so,
he's jumping the gun here.
Maybe a little. Really trying to.
Will you just tell me what to do here? Because I don't know what's going on.
Well, I got a couple clips. I found these on the internet webs. And
internet webs.
Yeah. Really, really excited. So the first one was from like a Chuck E. Cheese barbecue karaoke thing. It was like this weird birthday party. And it was like, hey, man, you should sing. And he did. And so already the setting's like weird. But then I was just happened to be there recording with my phone and was like, whoa.
All right.
Whoa. So without further ado, this I just think this is something you guys need to pay attention to, because I think this kid may have some talent.
Are you good? Okay.
Background talking because she won't shut up, man.
That's your aunt?
But, yeah. I'm like trying to pay attention because all of a sudden I was like, whoa.
Are you at a restaurant?
Huh?
You at a restaurant?
No. Well, I mean, we were at a Chuck E. Cheese for my nephew's bar mitzvah. He's Jewish.
Who is this kid?
Just listen.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? Not bad.
Whoa. Yeah. Bring him home. Yeah.
Like that.
Just a fan. Guys, come on.
I didn't know they had performances in Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, super performances. Huh. The funny thing is, in the like, I couldn't cut out the SpongeBob pinata.
Uh-huh.
That's real. It's a real thing. So, oh, wait. Just wait, man.
Okay.
Gosh, I wish you didn't interrupt my segment, because I never interrupt yours.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, dude.
Audio's a little
Did
bad.
I mention I was at a Chuck E. Cheese bar mitzvah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
Pretty incredible.
That just got better.
Yeah, I hit my phone. It was kind of...
like one ear was out, this was and
the,
now it's
This
back.
Was the iPhone 5.
Oh.
So...
wait, how long have you had this clip?
Yeah, a long time. I just, you know... Come on, man. I mean,
we have to play the whole thing?
Yeah.
It's 3.5 minutes long.
It's so good.
I'm going to shut it off.
It's so good. What? You never shut off your stupid AGT things. You do.
Do I ever play the full clip, 3.5 minutes?
No, not the full clip.
No. Now,
come on.
Ears out.
I mean, no, wait, listen, though.
Now I can hear it in one ear.
I mean, am I right? Come on. Can you at least give it up for talent?
Beautiful, I guess. Yeah, beautiful. I don't know who this kid is.
Okay, so anyways, we met at this bar mitzvah at Chuck E. Cheese, right? And I was like, dude, you've got to like do something with your life. And he was like, I don't know, I'm just a kid. I'm really into the Xbox One. And I'm uh-huh. like, that's so dumb. You should like, don't be like Dex. Like, get off your couch and like do something, man.
I crossed
what if I could get you a gig? So I got him a gig last week. At an Isotopes game. So the second one is
okay.
A recording I did of him rocking the national anthem. iPhone 5. So kind of
uh-huh.
crappy sound quality.
But definitely some yeah. talent there.
Can I mention he's like 10?
You're 10?
Yeah, he's like 10. And he's a little nervous. Because, yeah. you know,
it's first time.
He's
right?
a kid. Yeah.
Pretty impressive.
I know. We should just shut up.
You met this kid at Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
That's incredible.
Actually, it was a bar mitzvah. Dude.
Wow.
Shut up. I'm trying to record this on my phone. Sorry, somebody bumped my phone.
Woo!
Shut up! Grandma!
Wow.
Shut up! Shut up!
Stop yelling at people.
Beautiful.
Stop clapping! Oh, shut up! Anyways.
Wow. That was pretty good.
You ready for this?
10 years old?
10 years old.
Who is that?
Oh, his name is Gaten Matarazzo. You may know him as Toothless from Stranger Things. What? Mind blown!
What?
That was Dustin from Stranger Things!
Are you serious?
Crazy!
You signed him to Steve-O's Star Search Talents?
No, I've never met the kid. Oh. I just wanted to play those clips because that's...
But you said you
It's Toothless
you
from Stranger
him.
Things.
You said that he was part of Star Search, Steve-O's Star Search
Yeah,
Talents.
I just made all that up. I'm a liar. Didn't you hear the NPH stuff earlier?
Oh,
yeah. Gaten Matarazzo. He, of course, is now well known as Toothless from Stranger Things.
Wow.
But he actually made his debut in 2011 as a cast member of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert on Broadway.
Wow.
This kid can sing. And if you go back and listen now, you can kind of hear his toothlessness.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He really can.
Dude, honestly, I really thought through that whole segment that that was Jack Jeter.
Are you serious?
I was thinking, holy cow, Jack, you've gotten great.
He is pretty great.
Well,
he's
a great singer, but I was thinking, whoa, man, he's improved a lot.
He's in choir now. So, yeah, he really has.
I really thought it was going to be Jack.
No, that was Toothless from Stranger Things.
Well, okay.
Come on, that was pretty cool, right?
No, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I know. He's no Jack Jeter, but. Well, I feel like he's going to do some big things.
I think you need to get Jack Jeter to sing the national anthem at an Isotopes game.
Oh, I bet you he would.
Really?
I feel like Jack would do that.
He would nail it.
Good old Jack.
Yeah. How old's Jack now? 15?
12. Okay. No, we're not all.
Yeah, he's. I heard he was going on his first date this weekend.
No, definitely not.
Fascinating.
He doesn't even know what
Wait,
girls are.
My daughter has a date this weekend.
Did she tell you who it...
Huh?
I mean,
which one of you is going to drive him to the movies?
Well,
tell
I mean,
tell
I said
to stay away from
here's
my daughter.
Here's the thing. I said that we'd pick her up, but we'd have to pick her up at the swimming pool area because we don't want Dex to know.
What?
All
right.
My goodness.
My daughter did ask me the other
Weird.
Day. So, Daddy, she calls me Daddy. I love it. She goes, Daddy.
Yeah.
So, what age can I date?
Oh, no.
And I said...
That means she's already thinking about
it. And she goes, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, like, 35, because you always say that. I'm like, well, yeah. And she goes, but no, really, be honest with me. Like, when can I date?
Nope.
And I said, all right, here's the deal. I'm going to be completely honest with you, all right? I just love you so much.
Nice. Mm.
Let me talk to you about boys for a second.
Boys. Yeah.
I've already told you about this, but I'm going to tell you again so it's just embedded in your brain.
Yeah. She needs to know the truth.
Stay away from boys!
Okay.
They're evil!
Get her.
They're thoughtless!
Get her.
Okay, that's
awesome. They're disgusting, heartless, okay. Little nothings!
Guys!
Don't think we're going to share that.
Stay away from them!
I don't think that's the right attitude. I feel like she's
They will
gonna,
break your heart into a billion pieces.
She's going to be rebellious and just start
dating.
That's
what I told my daughter. I
that
said,
was pretty smart
I said,
advice.
You just need to be friends right now because you have this, you have goals, you have dreams. You want to be a mermaid when you grow up. Do you think you'll be able to be a mermaid if a guy, if you waste your time with boys? No!
Wait. You're still telling her she can be a mermaid? I feel like that's the wrong approach.
She's a mermaid.
She's not a mermaid.
She's a mermaid.
She's not a mermaid.
She wants to be a grown-up
Besides, mermaids get their hearts broken, too. Have you seen Splash?
There is no boy mermaid.
So sad.
Because girl mermaids can't... They're single all their lives. They can't be with boys.
I just realized why you want her to be a mermaid.
Exactly. Yep.
I still don't get it.
Well,
I'll tell you someday.
You have
when
a boy.
You're older.
You don't have to worry about it. You have Johnny Danger. You don't have a daughter like me.
Okay.
Let me ask you guys something real quick. Do you guys know where babies come from?
Well.
Have you guys ever thought about
Parents
it?
Parents in their cars are horrified right now because now all the kids are going, hey, that's a great question, Dale. I can't wait to ask my parents this.
Children, if you're in your car right now, you need to pose a question to your parents.
If you need help with that, I've actually already answered that with my sons. So... Yeah, somebody on the live line just chimed in and said, Dex, let us open a nunnery.
Okay.
I'm down. You're not opening a nunnery.
Open a nunnery.
I don't think it works like
that
anyway.
We can lock them up in the nunnery.
Lock them up in the nunnery.
Yay.
I will have none of that, sir.
I did have... Okay, I'm going to be serious. I did have the conversation with my daughter.
That's good!
And because she was very serious. She said, when can I date? And I said, listen, when you turn 18, you become an adult.
You don't become... No. You already set her up to fail.
What? What are you talking about?
Because when I turned 18, I thought I was going to be glorious and I was all of a sudden going to make the right decisions because I'm an adult. I got worse. Oh, well, I got so worse.
There's no doubt about it that you think...
Listen, everybody's going to choose the wrong path once in a while. Everybody's going to make the wrong choice. But guess what?
What?
In a weird, this is going to sound weird, but, you know, I want my daughter to grow up to be an amazing woman of God, and I don't think she can do that without making mistakes.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So at some point, me, as her father, have to let her go.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure it's even right now. I mean, I'm letting her go do things that I don't want her to go do, but she is doing them.
Yeah.
But when she's 18 and she makes that choice whether she's going to go off to college or if she's going to stay home and
maybe she's
work,
going to find a guy in a band and date him and just tour the country.
Shut up.
I think that, I mean, you're talking about being able to make her own choices at 18. Maybe when she's 18, the lead singer of Trapped will be like, man,
am I right? Wait, hello?
No.
I know that you're offended because he said Trapped. They're a terrible band.
Don't ever
say that.
Sorry,
I meant Papa Roach.
Oh, my God. Well, Jacoby Shaddix is a Christian now.
He is a Christian now.
So that's okay.
There you go. He's also like 20 years older, and that's weird.
So that's what I told. That's the thing. I've always told my kids, you know, like, don't waste your time, especially in high school, dating, because all you're going to do is set yourself up to get your heart broken.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. And guys only want one thing, and we all know what that is.
Mermaids.
No. So that's what I've told. And she, you know what? She actually was okay with that. When I told her 18, but then she goes, what about 17?
Oh, no.
And
she's
I said,
already,
no, I said 18.
She's already.
You're like, wow. Also, I'm going to teach you how to negotiate.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say, you really failed on the negotiating thing. You should have started with 20 so that when she came back with 17, you guys could have like found a happy medium at 18.
That's pretty solid advice.
Gosh, man.
Yeah.
I'll teach you someday.
But my daughter, she's got such a good head on her shoulders. I mean, she loves to put on her mermaid fin and just flop her out of the bathtub.
Okay, I love it. That's weird, Dex. Don't let her do
it. I have all the videos and pictures.
He snorted twice on our show.
When she gets her first boyfriend at 18, probably, I'm going to pull those videos. I'm going to sit him down on the couch, and I'm going to pull out all the mermaid videos of her at like 16 years old splashing around in the bathtub.
Don't do that to her.
I have an arsenal of videos and pictures. To scare away the boyfriends.
Probably best.
Yep. All right, we got to take a break. What haven't we done? Oh, we got to talk about this big, giant pearl.
Oh, yeah.
Some guy, some fisherman found a pearl. And he's had it for like a year under his bed. And he just found out how much it's worth. We got some more news on the way. We'll be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Teo.
Así que tú querías, chingadín.
Buenos dias, everyone.
Buenos!
902.
Sorry.
What are you doing over there?
I didn't have anyone. Sorry, I'm a little...
You okay?
Just a little woozy, man.
What's wrong? Did you turn around in your chair too fast again?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That must be it.
How the roads, Tao? Traffic!
Well, Data, the roads are looking pretty swell. Everybody's doing a great job, guys. Let's look at traffic.
Had a really good interview with Kat Graham this morning.
Yes!
One of the stars from Vampire Diaries.
Just a sweetheart of a lady.
She hasn't tweeted me back yet, but any second now.
Okay. She plays really Bonnie, the witch from Vampire Diaries. She called in, talked to us about the 8th season. And, it's good. Hit the podcast if you missed it. Also, Steve-O gave a great story about his friendship with Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh, my gosh.
What could have been the greatest bromance in history?
You can't say that.
Bromance.
Hey, you don't say that.
Hey, man, the three of us have a wicked cool bromance going?
Wicked cool. Oh. Wicked cool.
Well, I mean... Some would frown upon that because, you know, there's three of us.
Am I wrong? Maybe I don't know the definition of a bromance.
No, you
I
got
didn't
it,
think
right.
it was.
Here,
like,
let me Urban Dictionary it. I'm sure it's normal.
Bro.
Let me give you my definition of a bromance before
you
do
the,
it. Because when I say bromance, I mean, man, we're bros and
we're
hang out. We hang out.
We do cool things together. Mm-hmm. We're with each other a lot.
Uh-oh. That's called mansing.
I like you a lot.
Yeah.
Sadly, it can't happen.
Dex, I like you a lot.
Depending on the translation.
Why?
Well, because in Webster's Dictionary, which, by the way, bromance is in Webster's Dictionary?
I believe it's pronounced Webster's.
Yeah, okay. Bro. How did bromance make it to the actual dictionary? Merriam-Webster describes a bromance as a close but non-sexual relationship between two men. Yeah,
exactly. That's what I just said.
No, there's three of us. But there's three of us.
Well, it's three. It's three.
No, you can't have that because according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, there's only two men. So we would be a menage a bras.
Menage a bras. Okay. Where's my bell? That's
menage
the other show.
Bra.
I don't feel like you should
menage
be able to
bra.
Come up with anything.
You can never make fun of me ever again.
That whole thing was a setup.
Blend
in man. Remember that?
Yeah, I do. And mine was
greatest
awesome.
Superhero name ever.
Whatever.
And you trashed it to
knock
you know,
it
where
you want.
Back.
That was hilarious.
Menage a bra.
Yeah, dude.
My mom is throwing up in her car right now. She thinks it's probably so funny. Don't you, Mom?
Don't you, Mom?
Yeah, dude. Every reference, Urban Dictionary, all of them. Like, complicated love and affection shared by two straight males. Two!
That's fine. You
two!
Can't agree.
Can't agree, bro. I'm checking to make sure that I can coin this.
Menage
how do you spell
a bra.
Did
you steal that?
Why don't you make that up?
How do you spell that? I don't speak German.
Sound it out.
Guys, this is not a good idea. Please don't Google that, Steve-O. I feel like you shouldn't.
I got it, guys.
Brah.
I got it, brah.
Nope. Nothing comes up. Guys, I just coined a new phrase.
There you go. Menage a bra, hashtag.
It's when three of us are bras. Like, we're like, so bra.
It's a menage a bra. Bra.
I hope you guys are happy because that's going to be it from now on. That's what everybody's going to call us. Might as well make the t-shirts.
Dude,
now.
Somebody else said Trey Mance.
Trey Mance.
Trey Mance.
Oh, somebody said, Steve-O, I was about to text menage a bros.
Menage a bros.
No, doesn't have the same feels.
Trey Mance.
It doesn't have the same ring to it.
All right.
I feel like I coined something.
Well, good job, buddy.
Speaking of coining, because that's a small bit of treasure, Dex has a story about a guy that actually found treasure.
Gosh, man, this is unbelievable. A fisherman from a city called Puerto Princesa. It's in the Philippines. This fisherman was working 10 years ago when he spotted a huge pearl inside of a giant clam. He took it home to his little wooden shack and put it under his bed for good luck.
Solid.
He's kept it there for the past 10 years, but there was a fire at his place earlier this year, and when he had to move, he decided maybe he should just see if it was worth anything. And how much do you think that it might be worth?
The pearl?
The pearl.
Was it the black pearl?
Price.
Like, we're not talking
not
about
the, black
like
pearl.
The ship from Pirates.
It's not the black
this
pearl.
This is just a pearl.
Let me give you the weight. It was 77 pounds.
Whoa. Okay. Wow. I thought you said it was a little pearl.
It's 26 inches long and 12 inches wide. Okay.
Wow. What?
Here's
Dude.
A picture of it.
It's
giant. It's okay. Enormous.
That.
Look at that pearl. He found that inside a clam.
That is a huge...
How big was the clam?
Yeah, it must have been bigger than 77 pounds. Let's see. Both of those measurements make it the biggest pearl in the history of the world by a massive margin.
Good grief.
Okay, so think about this fisherman. He found this, and he's kept it under his bed for luck for over, I guess 10 years ago he found it. So he's had it for that long, 10 years.
$750,000.
Not even close.
Are you serious?
No, you're way off.
Millions. It's got to be millions.
$20 million.
I just saw the price. I can't guess.
$100 million.
Man, are you kidding me?
The pearl that he's had underneath his bed for 10 years is worth $100 million. Yeah.
How many years has he had that under his bed?
Blowing.
I wish he was my neighbor because I would have stolen that thing.
Oh, okay.
What?
We can't.
I didn't say that out loud.
Dude, it's okay. No.
Could you imagine having, like, just sitting on something for the last decade?
No.
It makes me want to go back into my garage and go, okay, what is in here?
Wow. Mm-hmm.
I still have all of my baseball cards, all of my dumb toys that I collected.
I'm going to post this on our Facebook because you guys got to see this thing.
You got to see this pearl. The thing is huge. It's so big. The current world record for the biggest pearl is the pearl of Allah, which was also found off the coast of the Philippines. Mm. It's only 14 pounds. So and less than 10 inches.
I think we need to go to the Philippines, fellas.
Yeah.
77 pounds, 26 inches long, and 12 inches wide. $100 million. Man.
Yeah.
Good for this guy. Been working hard his whole life. Fisherman is no joke. That's a tough lifestyle. Well, now he can retire. And
I can't even believe it.
Good for him. Yep. $100 million.
Wow. How would you...
Yeah, I don't know. I'm ready to go clam diving. I don't know about you. Anybody want to come with me?
I'm with you. Let's go now. Let's call Billy and arrange it.
Gosh, last time we went wasn't in the Philippines. We should have went to the Philippines. We tried to tell Billy to go to the Philippines.
What is Gigglebox doing over there?
What?
Hey, Gigglebox.
What are you typing over there? This is why I don't want to invite him to go clam diving with us.
Turn his mic off real quick. I don't want him to hear this. Hey.
What?
We need to make the arrangement.
We got
to
do this, man. I'm telling you.
I mean, we got to get down there. He's over there giggling at something, so we don't have to share it.
All right.
Steve up.
What is wrong?
What have you done?
I have done nothing.
What are you laughing at?
Just being a child. Yeah. You guys carry on with your grown-up conversation.
So immature.
So immature.
$100 million, guys. A decade under his bed.
Okie dokie, yo!
All right.
Yep.
Let's do some news.
Okay.
You know something that you're not telling us.
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
What is it, Smooth Steve?
So smooth.
Oh, man.
Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day was inspired to write the new Green Day song, Revolution Radio, after being stuck in traffic during a Black Lives Matter protest. We have a clip.
Billy, are you on the phone? Hello, Billy.
I was in a car coming back from Brooklyn into Manhattan, and there was all the protesters for Ferguson that were holding up traffic that went all the way back across the bridge. And so I got to where I was staying at, and I could see just on 8th Avenue there was all the protesters. And so I was just looking out, and I wrote about it the day after. I sort of walked out and sort of marched with people a little bit, but I was mostly kind of observing and just sort of seeing what was happening. And it's a trip to watch people just completely rebel against the old order and trying to get something that's more pure and honest. And it's like, I don't know, I was just watching, and it was like this controlled chaos, and it was happening all over the country.
Beautiful.
Did they put the song out yet?
I don't think so.
Man, because they put out a song. The whole record is called Revolution Radio, and they put out a song recently called Bang Bang that was awesome.
Yeah, it's really good. Looking forward to it.
I've been jamming it. A teenager called 911 to complain that her parents forced her to go on a family vacation.
Oh, man.
That's right. The worst punishment when you're 15. Oh, a 15-year-old girl in Canada called 911 last week to report her parents had forced her to go on a family vacation with them, of all people. The cops came, checked it out. They decided not to file charges for misusing 911. The cops went to check things out and make sure that, you know, there wasn't anything else going on, like maybe she was using this as a cover or something like that. And when they got to the cottage where the family was staying, they found out that really was the only reason the girl had called 911. The police chief says, quote, "This appeared to be a case of a teenager being a teenager. Although she perceived this as a real issue, It was not an appropriate use of 911.
Not an appropriate use of
911. They decided to not file any charges against her for misusing 911. Guys, you don't just call them for any stupid reason.
You can't, like this person.
This emergency, go ahead, operator. Hello, if you're the police, what's the location of your emergency?
Hello, yes, it's not an emergency. It's just the fact that I've lost my remote control for my TV. And it's answering. I'm going to put my TV on, and I have troubles with my next-door neighbour, and I'm worried that they are going to complain that I've got... The sound is too loud.
Right, the fact that you've lost your remote control is not a police matter.
I haven't lost it.
It's not a police matter at the moment, okay?
She lost her TV remote. She called 911. Tragedy.
Do we have any more bad calls?
So many.
But I feel like that could be an emergency.
Well...
I mean, think about it.
Do we have any other ones?
You have.
I'd love to hear some more.
Hi, I just have a question. If I order a pizza and they don't want to give it my money back, can you guys do something?
I'm not sure. That's something you have to take up with them, but that's not something you would dial 911 for. Like, 911 is for life-threatening emergencies only.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can you call the pizzeria or something?
What happened?
Because I ordered a small pizza, half cheese and half bacon, and they bring me a half hamburger, so I called them back.
I hate when that happens. Man, call 911.
No, Dex.
No, dude. Oh, all right. Well, how about this person?
I saw in my backyard, and in my home, the monkey jumping the roof. Another house and the pea and another house.
I hate when monkeys just run through your backyard.
No,
you
it
call
is a 911. Common occurrence.
You see a monkey, you call 911.
Yeah, please. I was just sitting in my backyard and a monkey just ran through it.
Mm-hmm. Now he sounds serious.
He does. Yeah, those monkeys. You don't mess
very
with monkeys,
serious.
Man. You just don't do that.
But see, honestly, like I think I might actually call 911 if I saw some kind of weird, like. You know, creature not native to the United States running around in the backyard.
Yeah, that's true.
If I looked outside of our place and I saw a monkey running around in the parking lot or something, I would absolutely call 911 because I would be like, oh no, it escaped.
Yeah.
And it made it a long way across town. That's incredible. That would be my first thought.
And listen, kids out there listening right now, probably in school.
Oh,
maybe
my gosh.
Listen. If you see your parents messing up, all you got to do is just call 911.
911, it's not your quarter. What's your emergency?
Daddy went past a red light.
Yeah?
My daddy went past a red light. He has a black truck. And it was in the brand new car, my mommy's car.
Yeah?
And then,
then what happened?
And then he had to go to the car wash, and then he went past the red light.
Mm-hmm. And this, you know, his dad just ran that red light.
Had to ride him out.
He called 911. This 5-year-old kid said, I'm going to call 911 on you, Dad. Sorry. You broke the law. I call 911.
Man.
Listen, you don't call 911 if it's not an emergency.
No.
Yeah.
Call when it's
You'll get
emergency.
In trouble. You'll go to jail.
Yep.
That kid's in jail now.
Misuse of 911. Hey, real quick, let's do a traffic thing because there's been an accident.
Monkey on the loose?
No. I-25 Frontage Road South at Osuna, really close to here, there's actually a rollover accident.
Oh, man.
And it's starting to stack up. We had somebody text in on the live line.
Appreciate it.
Pan American in Osuna. There's a car on its side. Pray for the people involved that you look at traffic.
Traffic!
Back to you in the newsroom.
Yes, sir. Thanks, Cindy. Three guys in New York are busted with $1 million worth of what? Guess.
Green chili.
No. Steve-O? Three guys in New York busted with $1 million worth of
pepperoni
stolen...
sauce.
No.
Anchovies.
No.
Monkey eyeballs.
Close.
Weird. Scorpion tails.
Three men in Brooklyn, Steve-O's hometown.
Oh, wait. I got it. Fuji's LPs.
No.
I mean, you said Brooklyn.
Brooklyn.
I'll give you a hint. hip hop gold teeth.
Grandmaster Flash albums.
No, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
The stolen items were imported from China back in June. These guys stole an entire truckload.
It barbecue was sauce.
2,000 China, boxes.
2,000 boxes of duck.
They've been selling these things to different stores for the past 2 months.
China.
The people
China,
who were supposed China. To be receiving the shipment noticed their shipment popping up in different places around town.
Octopus.
So they contacted the cops, set up a sting operation to buy 200 boxes of barbecued eels.
Yeah.
Okay, how did you know that?
He arranged
the story.
All of this.
Oh.
Yeah, he's, wait, barbecued
he's the Grandmaster eels?
Dex. Barbecued eels.
Okay.
$1.4 million worth. $1.04 million. Stolen barbecued eels.
So good.
39-year-old Wei Dali, 51-year-old Shailun Yat, and 36-year-old Fa Ding took the bait. They met up to sell these eels. They were arrested on the spot. All three of them were charged with felony possession of stolen property. The cops only recovered 945 of the 2,000 stolen boxes. Barbecued eels.
People love them some BBQ eel.
BBQE, that's what they call it on the internet, and it is fantastic.
BBQE?
BBQE. Kentucky Fried Chicken started offering chicken-flavored sunscreen.
What?
On the website yesterday. Okay. But sad news for you, Steve-O, it immediately sold out.
Hey, whoa.
Are you serious? This is real life?
I'm very serious.
Okay, this is just stupid.
Yeah, it's gone. If you're working on your tan, KFC wants to help you out.
Mm.
It's called Extra Crispy.
Oh.
It's a new sunscreen that purportedly smells like fried chicken.
I love fried
SPF
chicken.
SPF 30 lotion assures that harmful ultraviolet rays bounce off your skin while the lovely fragrance penetrate your skin to give you a healthy and glistening chicken aroma.
No, thank you.
Nah, yeah. It's wonderful.
I'm an original recipe kind of guy. Don't need any tanning going
Early
on here
testers inside. Reported that it smelled more like urine or a baby's diaper.
What?
No.
Which, to me, solid sunscreen fragrance.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I think it's great.
Okay.
Do not eat this product that's all over it.
Oh, my gosh.
See, that's what would be hard about it, man.
Yeah.
Chicken nugget.
What?
That's what I'm talking about. The Olympics gave NBC a clean sweep of the ratings. The closing ceremonies attracted 17 million viewers and also helped boost the ratings for a special preview of the Miley Cyrus and Alicia Keys season of The Voice.
Gosh, Ryan, are you still there?
Hey.
He's still on hold.
Gosh, that Joker's got nothing to do.
Yeah. Gosh, just hanging out.
Shout out to Joe Hawk. Our boy from BC.
Yeah.
He says he loves BBQE.
Okay.
BBQE.
High in protein.
What's up, y'all?
Isn't that the dragon roll? Like they have.
Stop
like,
it.
I'm serious. I'm serious.
Sushi?
Yeah. And they put like barbecue eel on it?
I believe it's pronounced sushi.
Okay.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I used to. I can't get into the eel anymore,
chicken,
man.
Chicken, chicken.
I'm not a big fan of eel either.
I was back in the day.
I like it.
I'm more of like a, just give me a chunk of salmon.
I like the eel sauce because it's sweet.
Chunk of salmon.
I love salmon.
Me too.
It is Philly roll.
It is my jam. Nope.
You don't like the cream cheese?
Lost me at cream cheese, you weirdo.
Hey, what if when you eat, it sounded like this?
That's either the Cookie Monster or the lead singer of Korn.
Yeah. You hold on real quick. Steve, why does he do that?
Well, you know what happened?
Super weird.
Here's what happened.
What?
He's been getting back into the 90s. Uh-huh. He bleached his hair blonde.
Yeah, he
he's
did.
Been listening to a lot of true. Freak on a Leash.
Okay.
Huge fan of Korn.
All right.
Yeah. Not the food, obviously.
Gotcha.
Like Jonathan Korn, Davis, you know, lead singer.
Gotcha.
Boom.
With a K, Korn, yeah. With a K. Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
Back to you, Tayo, in the newsroom.
Love you.
Guy in Michigan says he decided not to stop his wedding when he heard a tornado siren go off on Saturday because, if we were going to get hit, maybe it was meant to be.
Wait, what? Yeah.
And then a tornado did touch down about 3 miles away. No one was hurt.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I bet you they got some dope wedding shots. Am I right, y'all?
$1,000 says they got married and then the preacher said, looks like you two aren't in Kansas anymore.
Oh. What's up, y'all?
Oh, gross. Oh, I'd want my money back.
McDonald's had to recall those fitness trackers they were putting in Happy Meals last week because they were giving kids rashes.
Wow.
Turns out they also gave at least 7 kids blisters.
Oh.
They're pretty narnar, yo.
No kidding.
What's a narnar, yo? What is that? Is that an a eel thing? Is that
Yeah, dog. Harkening back to my 90s hip-hop jams. Narnar, dog.
You have to be very careful.
Would you turn his mic off real quick? Just real quick. Yep. Hey, why does he always do that?
I don't know.
He just acts so weird.
He says things that just I don't understand.
Well, he
times.
Grew his hair out, and then he got really into the 90s. He's been listening to 90s. a lot of $3 Bill, y'all.
Yeah.
Tons of
it. I get
it. Always talking about faith. I don't know.
I will.
Sorry.
I just don't get it.
The first question you ask is why. Why do this to people that are trying to live in peace?
I get it, man.
It was a great record. Shout out to Fred Durst. RIP, man. Wish you were still with us.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
A 37-year-old guy in Florida got arrested last week after he pulled a knife on his brother for calling him fat.
Oh, okay.
Gosh.
Seriously?
What is wrong with...
I mean, it makes sense. Watch, call me fat.
That's what happens when you feel like a freak on a leash.
Oh, okay. You call me fat all the time.
He just referenced...
You're lucky I don't have a knife on me.
I do not call you... Gosh, there is a huge difference between
you know what?
Chubbins, McGrubbins,
90 days,
and fat.
We'll be calling me fat again.
You know I've never called you fat, Tubbs!
Hey.
Say it one more time.
Don't ever call him fat, Tubbs, again.
Say it one more time.
No, no, there was a comma. I didn't call him fat, Tubbs.
Say it one more time.
Oh, no!
Well, we attacked him.
Oh, great. Toe. See? He hurt himself.
Man, you did.
Dude, you need to poke that bear, man. You.
Yesterday. Hey, Joe, Dex hurt his toe.
No. Dude, I saw it happen, and I thought I was going to have to take you to the hospital. We were rocking some weights there, Nardog, and he was pulling off them fat weights, yo.
I believe
and
the Nardog.
Nobody was holding the bar, and somehow, some way, Dumbledore over here.
What?
He's a wizard.
I hate you.
Yeah, no, he did an Expelliarmus charm on his toes because he pulls the weight off, and the bar literally dropped on his foot.
Yep,
can
right
I
there.
Give you guys a joke I just made up in my head?
Yeah, do it.
It's a very niche. Joke.
Oh, okay.
It only applies to those that grew up with 90s Christian music who are interested in lifting weights.
Okay,
it's showtime.
Ready for this? It's also an insult.
I won't get
Hey, Steve-O,
yeah,
you
man.
Must be Rebecca St. James because you're the queen of weights.
Oh, gosh.
Stop it.
So bad.
Man, if you got that.
I got it.
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona that we got
Wait, no,
to talk
George
about.
George Strait. Totally different, man.
Huh?
Come on. Huh?
Insane puddle of mud singer Wes Scantlin. I love how they start the paragraph off with insane.
He's crazy.
He was tired of his car getting broken into. So what did he do? Well, naturally, he made it look like it was wired to explode.
What?
His neighbors got worried and called the bomb squad.
Oh,
and I'm
gosh.
Not talking about that cool group of kids at your high school. Scantlin was not arrested for a change, which that's a big change for that guy.
Okay.
We're talking about a guy that was like, yeah. I mean, look at me. My band left me behind. You get it.
Ugh. I get it.
He
that guy wanted
to
things
be...
were very blurry back then.
Oh, no. That was so
solid.
He really
you just
wanted
that.
To be Kurt Cobain.
He really did.
He kind of did.
I made me so mad.
Just derivative. Just derivative. A 25-year-old guy in Pennsylvania got arrested earlier this month for stealing $1,000 worth of newspapers just to get the coupons that were inside. Apparently, his plan was to sell them, not use the coupons, and that's why you don't do drugs, kids.
Wow. Wait, what?
That's right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was trying to collect all those McDonald's records, just stealing newspapers, the Sunday Journal.
Gosh.
Big Mac McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese, fillet of fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a chicken meal, an hour. No, it was a happy meal. Gosh.
We gotta go to break.
Gotta go listen to some $3 Bill, y'all.
When we come back, a teacher isn't assigning homework this year.
Yeah! No, not yet.
Uh-huh.
That's a terrible idea.
No homework. No homework for these kids! We'll talk about it next.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
The number of Louisianans to file for federal aid after last week's historic flooding is still climbing. At least 115,000 applications are in the pipeline for some level of relief, whether to cover homes, businesses, or both. And the damage across southern Louisiana is extensive. 60,000 homes affected. President Obama said the prayers of an entire nation are with those grieving.
We are heartbroken.
More than 2,400 people along California's central coast are under evacuation orders. A 58-square-mile fire in two counties is spreading. Local authorities say dozens of structures, most of them homes, have been destroyed.
McDonald's is recalling millions of fitness bands that were handed out with Happy Meals.
The rush to build self-driving vehicles being pushed on by interest in reducing crashes and congestion. Delphi CEO Kevin Clark says this project with Israeli company Mobileye is moving very quickly.
We'll have a working demonstration for the Consumer Electronics Show this January in Las Vegas.
If you want to swim with dolphins in Hawaii, better act fast. Federal regulators are proposing a ban on that.
New home sales shot up more than 12%. Low mortgage rates and a steady job market are helping boost sales.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. This is MacDonald Carey, and these are the days of our lives.
Tail.
You okay, bud?
I'm okay.
It's so windy out here.
It's very dark. I can't see anything.
Well, I mean, leave it to you to schedule Steve-O's funeral so late in the day, and now we're
here
at the burial. It's almost midnight, Dex.
I told him not to eat it.
Yeah, okay. Well, thanks for scheduling the burial thing so late at night. It's really creepy out here. Gosh.
It's not my fault. He ate it.
No,
I told him not to
your
eat
fault.
It.
I'm not even concerned about that. Why are we outside so late at night in a graveyard with
know.
An open grave?
Don't yell at me. It's
and
not my fault.
They dropped the casket. That was great. The only person laughing was Chrissy, which was weird, but I guess
fault.
It made sense.
Ah, there's a goat.
What?
There's a goat.
Did you hear something knocking?
What is that?
It's weird. Wait.
There's a cow.
Oh, it was that cow over there.
Let's
that was
walk. Let's hold me. I can't hear anything.
I'm not going to hold you. It is cold, though. You know what? Let's stand close for warmth.
Oh, goodness
sakes. I keep hearing a knocking. I feel like somebody is...
Very dark out here.
Is there somebody over there?
Oh, whoa! The cat!
Oh, gosh. Panda, how did you get here?
What is this?
What do you mean you're paying your respects?
Why is there a pot with boiling water?
Oh, my gosh.
On a fire.
Oh, no. Wait. Do you think our friend Becca's here?
Do you think there's a witch?
I think she's a witch.
Ah!
Oh, my gosh. What was that?
Kind of want to eat whatever they're
Wait,
cooking in that
let's
way.
Go back closer over there to Steve-O's grave. I think that's where that sound was coming
I'm
from.
I'm going
to
eat. I'm kind of hungry.
No, don't eat that. I'm pretty sure I hear something.
Very, very hungry.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives. This is MacDonald Carey, and these are the days of our lives.
This is MacDonald Carey. Thanks,
man.
Dumb Carrot.
What's gonna happen?
Woo! That was intense, man.
What will happen? What was that banging noise? Will Dex eat what was in the bubbling cauldron?
Who even knows?
It is 9:39. Good morning.
Hi, today of 80.
Oh, let's take a look at the road. Traffic. There's a rollover accident, I-25 road south, or the frontage road, Pan American, at Osuna / San Mateo. It's right over here. You guys be very careful. It's going to, just be careful, because pray for that family involved. We don't know what happened. Lots of construction all around the city. That's your look at traffic. Traffic!
Okay, homework. Let's talk about homework.
Okay.
Who likes homework here? Raise your hand.
Oh, not me. No, no wait, one wait, wait. Actually likes it.
Liking homework.
Nobody ever in the history of the universe ever said, I love homework.
It is a great way to make friends.
Homework?
I'm told.
It's also pretty great at like making sure that your kids are actually learning something what? Outside of the classroom and like, hey, here's some homework so that you can like focus and studying these things as we prepare for quizzing or, I don't know, life in general. It's obviously one of the more important aspects of school.
There's a second grade teacher near Dallas named Brandy Young. Mm-hmm. And a letter she sent home to parents last week is now going viral.
Ooh. Nice.
Because she's not assigning any homework this year. Let me read that again. Because it said she's not assigning any homework
like
this year.
Like any at all?
Let me read that again. Because it said she's not assigning any homework this year.
Just for sake of review, maybe one more time.
Because it said she's not assigning any homework this year.
Okay.
I felt like I kind of stuttered there. Because it said she's not assigning any homework
this year.
So
you're telling me there's a teacher... That wait, what did it say?
Because she's not okay at homework this year.
Okay, I
had a stroke there for a second. I apologize.
I feel like you just got Bell's palsy.
I'm okay. She said it's because there's still no proof that doing homework actually helps kids do better in school. Let me read that one more time.
Let's do it a couple
of times. She said it's because there's still no proof that doing homework actually helps kids do better in school.
For those of us suffering from bad hearing, just one more time.
It's because there's no proof homework, there's not proof that kids do school.
Okay, okay. Wait, hey, how much homework did you do? Because I'm not sure you can read.
I'm all right. She thinks spending more quality time with her family might work better. Let me read that one more time.
Oh,
and she thinks spending more quality time with her family might work better. Here's what the letter said. Here's what the letter said. Okay. Quote, after much research this summer, I'm trying something new. Homework will only consist of work that your student did not finish during the school day. Research has been unable to prove that homework improves students' performance.
Performance.
So, I ask you. That you spend your evenings doing things that you that are proven to correlate with student success.
I'm going
to
give you an A+ for reading correlate.
That was interesting.
Then she listed stuff they should do instead, like eating dinner as a family.
I love it.
Reading together.
I've heard of it.
Why don't you go and play outside?
I love that.
I want to make sure that you and your kids go to bed early and you get a good night's sleep because that's important.
It really is.
One student's mom posted the entire letter on Facebook and said her daughter is ecstatic about the new policy. And apparently a few other teachers in their school district might try it too. What? I'm reading this just going, yes! No, duh! Right? Are we
I would be frustrated as a parent.
What?
Because homework is that free babysitter that allows me not to have to spend
my God.
It.
Hey,
whoa.
Okay. What? Sorry. Is that too honest?
We all know, all of us out there know, if you're a parent, man, you know homework is terrible because there were times, I remember last year, Jaden would, it would be bedtime. It would be 9 o'clock, and she was still working on her homework.
Ridiculous.
It was awful. She had homework in every subject. Can you comprehend that?
No.
Tell me how that's okay.
No, I know.
That's not all right.
It's not.
So why do teachers, which I respect and love, teachers, you guys are incredible human beings, and you should be paid millions of dollars every year. But I don't understand. You can't convince me that having that much homework is okay. Maybe you can convince me that having some homework's okay. Maybe.
Just a little.
But to have homework like that, that's insane.
Yeah, that is
Jack
insane.
Has one teacher. I went to the open house, and he has one teacher who very specifically said, if he comes home, says he has no homework, he's lying. I have homework every day.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm not even being funny. Or even with the accent, because that's what she sounded like.
Does he always have homework?
Yeah, every day.
Jack's a good student.
I have homework every day.
Jack
if he says no homework, then you check it because I make sure homework every day.
Yes.
Also, I do not use computers in classroom, just old book and paper and pencil. I was like, wow.
585 Live. The text line is open. Anybody out there, please, that's listening right now, If you think that I'm wrong,
yeah, call us. Homework kids in school, is fine. Tell us. Maybe
no,
you're in school.
I'm talking about parents, not
right
kids.
Now.
I'm talking about parents. If there's a parent out there that's actually okay with homework, I want to know why.
Well, I think some homework's important.
What? No, it's not.
Define homework. Do you specifically mean like, oh, here's 20 questions in algebra that you have to do at
why?
Night?
But why?
What if it's reading? What if they're assigned
completely
a book to read?
Okay, reading
oh,
is different.
That's weird. That's homework. That's work you're doing at home.
I'm telling you, you can convince me that some homework is okay, like reading.
Yeah.
I get that. But you know what I'm talking about.
No, apparently not, because I think
yes,
reading
I do.
Is fine.
Math homework.
Making reading is fun.
Wait.
History. Uh-huh. English.
So you don't think they need to have homework?
I don't. No, I don't. You spend almost 8 hours a day at school doing
yeah,
work.
But if you're talking
and now
different...
you have to take home work so you can do it at home?
Yeah. It's no. called preparing you for life. You honestly think that like 40 minutes in one classroom going, oh man, now we're doing history for 40 minutes.
What is that preparing
really
me
gonna
for?
Prepare you to do something?
Yeah, it will.
It takes studying and research.
That's
and
different
preparation.
Than okay, studying is different, okay?
But what are you studying for if not?
If you
like-
have a test, then yes, of course, study. I get that. But when you get pages and pages of homework like my kids have gotten over the years, that's ridiculous.
See, my kids usually do it on the way home, like after school slash on the way home. So by the time they get home, it's like they have next to nothing because they, you know, they're really good at time management.
Well, sure. Well, it all depends on the teacher life. Though, because sometimes you can
smarter.
Get just enough homework. Because Caleb and Landon are the exact same way.
Yeah.
Caleb and Landon, they'll do it on the school bus, or they'll do it on the way home, or they'll do it, and they have a class where they can actually just finish it, mm-hmm. and so they don't have anything. Mm-hmm. But there are some teachers out there that just load the kids up.
Yeah.
True.
And that I don't think is okay.
No, I agree. There's some teachers that use that as like instruction rather than actually teaching them. So, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
So this teacher...
You're wrong, but I hear
no, I'm not. Isn't assigning homework this year. This thing's gone viral, guys.
This thing is blowing up on the live line.
This letter's just going crazy.
My kids don't have homework. Last year was the first year that they did not have a whole hour after school to worry about it. They got to come home and just be kids. I love it. They go to the Montessori school in Montaño. They don't start real homework until the sixth grade. We'll see my kids in the seventh, so I guess it's different.
Yeah.
I totally agree with this teacher. We should move this new policy in all schools. Someone else said, my friend's kids go to a charter school in ABQ. They don't have homework ever.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, Tome Elementary down here near Las Lunas. The principal said the exact same thing. He doesn't want teachers to give homework. The homework he wants is reading, and that is it.
That's what this letter says. It says, in the letter, the teacher says, I want you guys to eat dinner as a family. I want you to read together. I want you to play outside. And I want you guys to go to bed early so you can get a good night's sleep.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Matt Gentry?
Yes.
Good morning, what? Matt Gentry.
What the what?
I haven't heard your voice.
Yes. This is such a great topic.
Did you give this to him? Is that why you're chiming in? Did you tell him, do your kids not have homework? Are you the teacher?
No, dude. Those are the old days, bro.
Oh. What are the new days like?
What are the new days?
We want to know more about you. Forget this topic. Matt Gentry, who are you now?
I'm engaged.
What?
Engaged?
Wait. What?
Friend.
When did that happen?
I proposed at the Isotopes game on the field.
No way.
Hey. Are you kidding? What? What the?
Very original. Love it.
This happened last Sunday, but it was a super secret because she couldn't find out about it.
And nice,
I certainly,
man.
Last person I would tell is you, Steve-O.
Oh, man. Whatever, dude. That you know I wouldn't tell a soul. I'd just try and talk you out of it because, I mean, let's be honest.
No, I'm totally kidding. Yeah, it happened last Sunday, and oh my gosh, I got to put a comma in the conversation. I'm talking and driving, and a cop is pulling up. Got to go.
Okay.
Bye.
Goodbye. You got
Are
a
you
ticket.
Kidding me? Is yep. he? We lost him.
Brilliant.
Well,
brilliant.
Cool, man. It's good to see Matt Gentry's a changed man.
I bet he gets a ticket. Poor guy. Like, he's going to get a ticket.
He's going to get a ticket. 338-3700.
Thank you so much.
Or text the show at 585-LIVE. Good morning.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. What's up?
What do you think about homework?
Wait, this is Adam.
Adam!
This is Adam!
Ha-ha!
I knew!
Hopefully I don't cut out, man. So
get
better.
A new phone, please.
Don't you do it. Sorry, I interrupted. I just got excited because I knew your voice. I knew your voice, girl.
Yeah, so I feel like this argument kind of falls into an either-or fallacy. I don't think it's an either-or thing. You know, hey, I don't want you to do homework. I want you to have dinner and have spend time with your kids. But that's assuming that you can't do both.
Yeah.
And I think that the part of the problem with art education, I teach my daughter half the time. So I enjoy teaching. And there's different forms of, you know, when you get into teaching of pedagogy of how you teach. But I think one of the most important things on any subject is how do you take it from the abstract? How do you make it just a bunch of ideas that don't matter to things that actually matter? How do I make this applicable to my life?
Mm.
And I think for the majority of kids, it's like, well, school is just this unnecessary burden where I do a bunch of stuff that's not going to profit me when I get older. But that itself is a fallacy. And if you could teach, if you can get good teachers that will actually make different subjects come alive, then you can have a discussion, I think, a good discussion with your children about the importance of education.
Yeah.
Now, yes, there's going to be radical boundaries where, hey, you know, freaking having crazy amounts of homework every day. I don't think anybody's for that. But there is an argument to be said about teaching kids discipline and constancy and how you tackle, much like, you know, when you guys are talking about, you know, use an analogous argument of working out. Mm-hmm. You know, working out is kind of half the battle, right? But the other half is eating correctly.
Diet. Yeah, diet.
That's true.
So, you know, it's not an either-or in that sense, but I could certainly argue an either-or aspect, but it doesn't encompass the whole of what we're talking about.
It's
so
true.
That's kind of my two cents on it.
I don't ever want to have an argument with you, Adam, ever.
Also, would you mind teaching my son Johnny?
Gosh, yeah. I know. You win, like, all of them, because I'm like,
well,
right?
Well, it's kind of easy for me to kind of come on the race, like, you know, call in every once in a while and sound like I'm, you know, like I have this huge,
wicked,
like,
smile.
Moral.
Right.
But, yeah, I'm everyday guy like you guys, goofy and stupid. And
you're our hero.
You know. So, but yeah, I'll teach your kids.
I think we should hang, Adam. We could be best buds.
I know. We should all barbecue. Let's barbecue.
But then, like, your guys' picture of me would be gone. You know, you'd finally figure out who I am, and I wouldn't be at school.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if I want to ruin that.
I don't want you to ruin it either.
Maybe we should
need
that mystery.
Never mind. I don't want
to
be your friend.
We need to keep that mystery.
See you, buddy.
No, I'm just kidding. No, yeah, it's up to you. I mean, my wife's the cool one, though, guys.
Let's not go too far.
I get what you're saying, because you're the husband.
You have to say
well,
that.
Yeah.
Have you looked into her possibly being a witch or something?
Oh, yeah, she'll put a spell on you for sure.
Oh,
I've been on a spell for about 9 years now.
Okay. Wow. He's got words, man.
Is this a cry for help? Is that what's happening?
I'm going to call our friend John Constantine. We'll work it out. We'll take care of the situation, man.
All right.
Got you Thanks, covered, Adam. Man.
Right on, guys. Take care.
Later. No, seriously, that guy's wicked smart.
Yes. Wicked smart.
He brought up some great points. If the teachers would actually give the kids homework that was something that the parents could actually do with the kids, I can't do any of the homework with my kids. I am not smart enough.
No, that's stupid.
Hey, let me tell you guys.
That is not at all. I tried.
No.
I've tried and I cannot.
Let me tell you guys
real
quick.
Failing homework.
Miss Faulkner, she was my, in college, she was my world history and my U.S. history professor. And that woman is an example of a teacher that can make a subject come alive.
Beautiful.
She took history, which was the most boring,
stop clapping,
whatever subject. Every, you know, history, like, there is a very select a group of people that really just loves history.
Mm. Brian Nixon.
Right.
Adam.
Those are the
you
only
don't
two
love
people.
History.
He
I never
loves
said I
history.
Did.
What?
I said Joe Toth.
All you are is history.
Anyways, Miss Faulkner.
But Miss Faulkner, she really liked, and it was so funny because she, at the beginning of each year, she would warn all the students. She would say, listen, I don't joke around. Mm. I get paid to do this, and you're paying to be here, be it by scholarship or your parents' money. This class is for real, but what I'm trying to do is take history and really try to make it come alive to you
come
so
alive.
That you learn that we can learn from our past and not have to repeat our mistakes
I love that.
As a race.
Yeah.
You know? as a species.
Yes.
And so she really did, like, history, it was the hardest class I had, mm-hmm. and it was the most interesting class I had. She would go into these things and these, man. These, all it was just incredible. So shout out to Ms. Faulkner. You'll
never
hear
I have
hear
a clip
this.
Of her right here. Oh, gosh.
That actually, that was my philosophy.
Oh, my goodness.
Sloppy Joe's. Lady, you're scaring us.
Yeah, but anyway, I totally, like, if you can take an idea, just basic facts, and then really teach an abstract lesson, like Adam was saying,
yep.
and really make that come alive, then that's a successful teacher right there.
There you go. Guys, we're done with the show today. Thanks for tuning
Whoa!
In. If you missed any of the show, hit the podcast. Go to Google Play if you have an Android phone. Go to iTunes if you've got the iPhone. Search Morning Invasion and hit subscribe. And you can get the whole podcast. Get the whole show minus the music. Thousands and thousands of hours. Thank you to Kat Graham from Vampire
yeah!
Diaries. She was on the show this morning. If you're a big fan of the Vampire Diaries.
Is Ryan still up. On hold?
Ryan? I think he is still on hold. All right, Ryan, are you there?
Hey.
Okay.
Stay on hold, bud. We'll get to you tomorrow.
Ryan Lochte, everyone.
Have a great day, guys. We'll see you.
That's all we got. There ain't no more.
That's right.
Time is tight. It's the end of the show.